Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Wow, could that be crazy loud? Go down to 9 o'clock. Good morning. Hey, everybody, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the magical wonderland known as Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com exclusively on PPXRadio.com, where we will be doing things on the internet with talking words. Everyone will be fantastic.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that, everything's crazy loud. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
I'm not invited.
Do-do-do-do. Yeah. Everything to say. No, why would you be on the show? You have nothing to do with any of this.
Who are you?
I was part of the show.
Yeah,
Now I'm part of the show. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going insane with how loud everything is. This sounds nuts in my ears.
Hey, Chris, let's get right into it. Do you believe it's been a year?
Been a year since?
It's April 21st.
Oh my God!
Knows today is Earth Day.
Everyone
Merry
knows.
Christmas, happy birthday to whoever's being born. And now I'm trying hard to think of something.
Everything is insanely loud in my head, and I'm gonna keep saying it.
To make everybody ask themselves, just what are we doing here?
I think next year this song will be on target. It'll actually be April 21st when it's Earth Day, if I'm not mistaken.
It's Earth Day, it's Earth Day.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like Corey Feldman singing, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's weird because this song doesn't even ring true in my head. I don't even remember it.
Really?
Now that it's on, I remember it, but I don't remember it being a big thing last year.
Not a big Dramarama fan?
Yeah, oh, it's huge. It's tremendous.
Is that who this is? This is Dramarama?
Uh-huh. Oh.
No, isn't it Adam Sandler? It's not, I thought it was Adam Sandler, I swear to Christ.
It's his birthday.
So, if you guys didn't know, obviously, as the music is letting you know, today is the most important day in the Christian calendar.
Christmas?
Earth Day. Oh. Earth Day, the most important day, which today is the day that we should, do some things to make things better and do stuff that makes it all good.
Aren't we supposed to, like, burn bras or something?
Yeah, we do that. We do that all the time. Awesome. Just so you guys know, if you didn't know, my name is Chris. His name is Keith. As always, our producer, Brian, and joining us in studio this week, once again, is our buddy, Freddie.
Hey.
Veal Chop's new favorite.
Hey.
Yeah.
Awesome. You can check us out if you want on the Instant Messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith or Best in Show Brian. You could get us on the hotline at 877-744-6405. And more importantly, join us in the chat room. Go to tpxradio.com, click on chat, or go to bestinshowradio.com, click on contact, click on chat. on our website, bestinshowradio.com, that up until about 15 minutes ago, Freddie didn't even know existed.
I had no idea. I'm sorry. You guys really have a chat room. That's awesome. You're big.
It's amazing because it's the thing that I rattle off as my mantra like every 12 minutes throughout the show, and it's
during yoga, exactly.
But I think it's great to know that it's like white noise to people when I go into that whole thing.
It's no Monty Love message board. I mean, don't get me wrong.
But what is exactly? The Monty Love message board, you gotta admit, did have a life of its own and was some sort of crazy monster. And to be quite honest, the remnants of it still exist sort of today.
I'm finding out we have a Monty Love message board right now. I swear.
Really? We have one too?
Yeah, you guys are huge.
Whoa. I don't think there was much talk about the band on it.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't gotta be insulting.
What band is that?
Well, it's true. Even Monty himself never actually brought up the band on the message board.
Awesome. Monty Love. MontyLove.com. Check out their website. I think they're doing shows this weekend.
Diamond Dallas Page for president.
Awesome. Bang. Cutters. So it's up. So it's Earth Day. So it's Best in Show. It's a really wonderful, wonderful day. I wanted to, I don't know if you guys realize, if you recognize who I am, you might want to take a look at me really quick. Take a look.
How much weight did you lose?
No. I haven't lost any weight. Okay. Surprise. I found the weight that was behind me last week. It's now in front of me again. Yeah. No, ever since I've been on my my crazed beer binge, there's just no chance of any sort of weight loss ever happening in my life. I've even gone past the low-carb beers now. Now I'm back to Coors Light.
Yeah, let me get one of them.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself like a gentleman.
Grazie. Gendon.
Wow.
Yeah. Whatever.
Wow.
I'm going to die anyway soon, so who really cares?
We're all going to die.
But I'm going to die, so be it. If I got a little belly.
Not before 11, right? Because I don't want to have to take the raise.
Oh, my God. I don't want to have to vamp.
Chris is dead. Vamp.
Phil, come on. No. All right, go to commercial then. Awesome.
Who's Phil?
No, he's the guy in the back room who takes my place when I die. So I have no idea what I was just talking about before the course. So did you guys recognize me? That's what I was talking about. I don't know. Maybe you might remember me from such things as Fox News Thursday night. Yeah, that was me.
What do you mean?
I was on Fox News on Thursday night.
You're lying.
I swear to God. No, I have it on tape inside, and I was going to actually capture the audio and play it on the show and all that good stuff, but one, I didn't have the time to do it, and two, it's really just pointless because it's not even a good clip or anything.
What did you say? You called in or you were actually on camera?
No, I was actually on camera. I was driving up I don't remember if it was 6th Avenue or 8th Avenue, one of the two. I was driving in I think it was 6th Avenue because it was right by the Staples as I do some local local stuff. But it's the biggest city in the world. I'm allowed to do a little bit of that, right? On the where the Staples is, it's like on 23rd Street and 6th Avenue. I was pulling over, I was at the red light and I was just waiting, and someone with a camera and a microphone just show up right in my face, and then it's like, hey, the mayor is looking to enact a new plan where he's going to start charging people to drive in high traffic areas in New York. And, we want to try and get your comments on that. Would that be okay?
Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
And I said, well, you can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. So I said, hey, you know what? Yeah, sure, I'll give you a comment. And
here's my comment. Brian, you suck.
So I go into the whole... I think for a quick second and say, hey, what do I do? Do I say, hey, this is bad, and get lumped in with the 30,000 other people that aren't going to be on? No, of course not. I go the exact opposite direction. I think it'll be great. If it'll reduce congestion in the area, anything to reduce this, I'll just expense it, and it'll be terrific.
I'll just expense it.
I swear to God, that's what I said.
I wish you had said, I'm rich, so whatever.
It's amazing that I'm even driving myself today. I usually have my little work boy.
The only reason I'm even driving is I wanted to run over some poor people on the way.
You should have been like, I'm drunk, leave me alone.
But so
can you pay a little extra to drive drunk?
Doesn't that only count for licensed drivers?
So I give my gave him the anti version, and lo and behold, I was on the 10 o'clock news.
Look at that!
I feel I was very proud. So
did you give your name as Jack Sweet?
I got news for you. I was also wearing a Best in Show sweatshirt when I was being interviewed. So even though people couldn't see it, I knew I had it on.
Excellent.
So it was advertisement.
I heard MSNBC's numbers dropped significantly since last night.
No, no, I don't want you to understand. I don't want you guys to think I'm some sort of like B-grade actor or something. I don't want you to think I'm on like TBS or something. Fox 5. Baby. Fox 5, local affiliate.
Oh, I thought you were on the Fox News channel.
No, Channel 5 News.
Whoa.
10 p.m.
The Simpsons is on that channel.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Me and The Simpsons are on the same thing. That's for Keith's MP3.
You're huge, dude.
Yeah.
No, literally.
No, I know. I told you. Since I've been back on the beer, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, Fox News. Me and Fox News. Me and Rosanna Scotto getting together. And Ernie Anastas.
And that chick that wears a leather jacket when she goes after scam artists.
Who, Penny Crone?
No, she's not there anymore.
No, Penny Crone's got to be on Fox still.
Penny Crone's on Howard Stern's radio.
No,
she got fired from
Howard Stern's show too now. She's not working at all. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's unemployed. But, no, her name is like, oh, God, what is her name?
Anne About Town? Isn't that Anne the hot, like, blonde?
No, not at all. She's like, she kind of looks like Rosanna Scotto, and she goes around saying, we're going to find out what these companies are up to, and she has a team of, like idiots
sure,
in leather jackets.
I'm pretty sure that's who got me.
Really?
That's who grabbed me, I think. I don't know. I don't watch the news, and I certainly don't watch Fox News if I was going to, so, So that's it. So I was on the news, and I just thought I was just going to share that.
What do you watch?
Are the news?
Channel 9 news. You watch?
Yeah. No, I watch. Who do I watch? No, I watch Picks. I watch WPIX.
Wow.
Who's on WPIX?
That's Ernie Anastas.
No, I thought Ernie Anastas was on Fox now. I thought it was Jack Cafferty is on 11 now.
Where's Bill Rowland?
Bill Rowland, he used to host the news on U68 with Uncle Floyd and Oogie.
No, that's
Bill Roller.
So. I love Sam Champion.
Sam Champion is
the weatherman.
No, he's a meteorologist. Bro.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I think he's affiliated with Doppler 7 over on Channel 7. Their high sophisticated satellite. I don't know why this is what it's turned into.
He has a nice smile.
Every time Freddie talks, Brian's theory that there's no God is disproven. His voice comes booming out of the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's magic. All of a sudden, God got sexy. Yeah. God's bedroom voice.
You pay someone a little attention, you notice them. That's how they get it.
Are you on Google?
Yes, would you like me to Google?
Yeah, look at Google's sign today. It's the ice caps melting for Earth Day. You seeing it? It says Google, but it's Google's ice caps and it's melting into the ocean.
I had absolutely no idea what it was. My wife said, hey, what's wrong with Google? And she said, oh, it's Earth Day. I was like, what? What are you even talking about? Then he's playing the song and it didn't even click in my head. I was like, what?
It's Earth Day.
Like Earth Day. I know.
I love Nerf.
What's tomorrow?
Monday.
Tomorrow's Styrofoam Day.
No, but
burn Styrofoam Day all day tomorrow.
Do you burn it or you just throw it into the
no,
water?
You burn it.
You burn,
smoke it.
You toss the Styrofoam into the landfill, and then as a celebration, you hold up a lighter and you shoot ant spray it and shoot ozone flames. Ozone destroying flames up into the sky.
I'm not going to mention anybody's name, but an old friend and I and another friend, actually two old friends, but we were on the ferry together, and he was having a nice coffee out of his Styrofoam cup, and somehow the conversation came up, and as he finished his coffee, he was just about to throw it down on the floor of the ferry itself, and our other friend looks at him and says, "Wait, why would you do that? You know, dude, that's not biodegradable. That's going to be here, 40,000 years from now." And he just looks right at the kid and says, "Yeah, I won't be." And he throws it over the side of the boat now into the water. I'm not going to mention his name. So Sean Bowe, good job.
I don't see how throwing it on the floor is good as any worse than throwing it in a garbage pail, though. What's the difference?
It's true.
It's the manufacture of it that's bad.
But throwing it in a garbage can or on the floor was bad.
Throwing it in the ocean is
throwing it in the ocean
worse.
was definitely exponentially worse, and why it was hilarious that he did.
Did he just spend his weekends ripping six packs off and throwing the plastic things into the water?
At the risk of showing my dadness again, as I tend to do, swept away. Is it swept? No. What's the? There's a penguin cartoon movie. Something with penguins.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet. One of the main.
How do you know that?
What are you talking about? It's good. It's a good thing. I have an excuse. I have a kid.
I have my finger on the pulse of the entertainment industry.
Okay, exactly. He knows a lot about all entertaining things.
About Oscar winning movies.
Right. Was that an Oscar winner?
Yes.
You're horrible. So far away from the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm just listening.
I'm mellow, Fred.
Hang out.
I'm like sleeping on the couch, 5 feet away from the microphone.
But yeah, well, so in Happy Feet, one of the main stars of the film, and by stars, I mean one of the cartoon
spoiler
pictures
alert,
that they drew.
Spoiler alert.
That's right.
Morgan Freeman's character.
He has a... Morgan Freeman's character just says, there was a time when we walked around that place. Because he's the narrator everything that way. But one of the characters, one of the cartoon characters actually has one of those six-pack things wrapped around its neck the whole movie.
Oh, wow, that's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Uh-huh. The movie is such a...
Oh, he walks around with it around his neck?
No, like that it's wrapped around his neck. Like he's... At one point, one of the themes of the movie is trying to figure out how they're going to get this off because he's choking to death.
It's part of him. It's like,
that's horrible.
It's wearing it
I
as a cape.
I still cut those things.
I don't.
There's a difference between caring about the environment or, you know...
I don't even see those things anymore.
Like
they
something that might die specifically because I tossed something in, you know, like...
Yeah, you feel bad, I guess, but...
I actually just jump into the water with the six-pack rings and just put them around myself, put them around the fish myself.
I just jump in the water with a gun, and I just start shooting at every animal that I possibly can. But, I don't know. I don't buy anything in packs of six, so I don't have any of those things anymore. It's either a 12 or more, no matter what.
They must exist, right? They're still around. I just haven't seen
them. If you buy a six-pack, but, I mean, who buys a six-pack? In the day and age of the 12-pack fridge pack... Why would you get six packs?
I buy six packs, but I mean, I buy them in bottles. I don't think I've seen one of those in forever.
Yeah, see, I mean, I get canned soda. Usually.
I bet you all the supermarkets, if they take them off, I bet you they have an abundance of those things, man. We should buy a couple of thousand.
A couple crates of those and just head down to South Beach and have a real party.
Earth Day.
Awesome. Earth Day here on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. White Noise Time on TPXRadio.com. Well, you can get us on the hotline 877-446-4455.
Doing the 2020? The 2020 flash?
Is it? Oh, yeah, 15 minutes. I think 15
minutes. Oh, okay.
See,
my computer says 11:20, that's why.
Ah, smoking, dude. 11:20.
The 2020 flash.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong thing. Whatever.
What is the significance of that 4:20 thing? Because you just said 11:20. What is that?
The truth... Well, that's the real holiday of the week was that... was it Friday?
Friday was 4:20.
Friday was 4:20. Smoking up. Yeah, dude, I am so stoned.
Did you just refer to it as a holiday, by the way?
Yeah, he did.
It's the holiest day of the Christian calendar. It's 4:20. But
I honestly get a nauseous pain in my stomach when I think of people that are like 4:20. Let's smoke. Bung it.
I don't know if there is such a thing, but I get douche vomits.
But what is it? What's the significance of 4:20?
Douche.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Bro, you're so far too old.
Yeah, we did a whole show in the past that we got talking about all the drug culture stuff and you know, for Earth Day, why not bring it back? But the one thing that we missed out on when we talk about the best ways to refer to being effed up or to be all screwed up, the best word in the world is demolished. And I'm really into being demolished.
I like ossified.
See, ossified is good.
Or stewed.
I'm already way past you. I just get demmed.
Dude, I am so demolished right now. Yeah, not to bring it back to the crazy place that we've been in for the past couple of weeks. But while I was at our buddy's wake a few weeks back, I actually said to someone, you know, just talking about how I felt. I'm just like, dude, I'm just demolished right now. I just feel demolished right now.
You got stuff.
And the guy says to me, he's like, oh, you want me to drive? I'm like, no, dude, I'm not demolished. You know, if I was 16 and I had, you know, a couple of my dad's peels, then maybe I'd be demolished. But I'm not...
Peels did not exist when you were 16.
Yeah, neither did my dad, but that's another story, okay?
Oh, man. That's sad, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, those egg-shaped bottles, I wish I could have an egg-shaped bottle. Who still does it? Red Stripe's the only one that really does the egg-shaped bottle still, right?
The little grenades?
Yeah.
There's something else besides Red Bull.
Well, Peels used to be the one that my...
It was like an energy drink that comes that's like... It looks like a grenade, almost.
Explode a Speedos.
Yeah,
Explodos.
Like wasn't there like a Genesee that came in a little grenade?
Genesee cream ale. I've only bought in cans.
I swear there was like a Genesee. grenade.
Jenny's Cream Ale. Delicious.
That's what my grandfather used to drink.
Let's get our swerve.
By the way, in the chat room, Chaz the Dazzler, actually Chaz B here this week, housed is his favorite thing. Dude, I am so housed right now. I love Demolished. I love Ossified's pretty good. I haven't House thought about Ossified in a long time.
Housed for me meant beat up. Like, I just got housed, or I'll house you, or something like that.
That always meant stealing something.
Stealing
to me.
Would be housed, but see, I'd prefer.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that.
Jacked. Who housed Jacked. My pen?
Yeah, who housed? Well, see, the thing is, instead of housed, it like sophomore year of high school to me, for some reason, housed turned into vict.
That meant beat up?
No, someone stole something.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense.
Dude, who vict my
pen? I used to call it mockist.
Dude, don't even get into that, man. It's really upsetting.
I'm so intoxicated. Oh.
I can't even mention the name of a person that went to Virginia Tech.
Obviously. Dude. See, I'm really obsessed with Ossified now. I really might have to change my MySpace page to my Ossified. New name is Ossified.
My father says that word. That's how he tells stories. I was Ossified one day.
We were so hip, we would just be like, oh man, I'm so Ruby Deed.
Ruby Deed?
Because she married Ossie Davis.
Awesome.
Then after a while, it would just be do the right thing. Why I brought the house down, I'm sorry.
No, bro, I'm
glad I didn't do my Jessica Tandy Hume Cronin joke.
I got real bad cotton mouth right now. I'm just trying to get cool.
Right? 20.
What's up?
Isn't there a band called Cottonmouth Kings?
There is. Yeah.
Are they like a swing band?
Bro, they are so stoned, those guys.
I thought they were like a hip hop band.
It's 420 all day long.
What does that mean? What does it mean, 420?
Okay, so back to the original point. Where the truth behind what 420 is hard to say. No, I think I know. Well, the rumor was that 420 was the police call signal for
a marijuana deal or
not necessarily marijuana for possession.
Oh, possession of marijuana in Northern California.
Okay. I know it was someplace in California. I didn't know if it was Northern or what. But that's. I mean, and then I also heard years later that's kind of urban legend.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know where it truly comes from. There's a lot of stuff like that you know, it supposedly comes from someplace and you have no idea. Like, the one I was always obsessed with is when people would always refer to the whole nine yards, which never made sense to me because what's that?
The whole nine yards?
The whole nine yards.
You said hole for some reason. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. The whole nine yards.
Yeah. Like what happened to the last yard? Is that what you're thinking?
I love Bruce Willis in that movie.
Well, he was sick. But the whole nine yards to me, I was thinking of it in football terms. 10 yards gets you to a first down. So yep. I was just like, wait, why would it be the whole 9 yards? Then I heard there's conflicting versions of why this why it is the whole 9. One of them is the fact that I was looking at the chat room. I saw the word complain in the chat room and I got scared that people couldn't hear us. Oh God, we don't have the mic on in the chat room.
Oh, we suck.
Yeah, but perfect. Now things should work. Hey, awesome. So what was I just talking about?
Can I stop everything for a moment? What was that?
What was what?
What was your ill?
He smelt his underarm, I think.
No, I was talking. I looked over at Fred as I was talking, and a shot of saliva shot out of my mouth, and I saw it spray, and I was just like, oh, it's disgusting. I'm filthy.
How did that taste?
Awesome.
Sweet.
But, so yeah, the whole nine yards, the gimmick, the shtick behind it, apparently, is there's a couple of different ones. In order to make a suit, it takes 9 yards of fabric. It was what it was. So they said you have to use the whole 9 yards. It was like a mercantile term to use the whole 9 yards. And then I also heard that, like, what do you call, like, the belt of bullets that dudes wear over their...
A sash.
A bullet belt?
No. But you know what I'm talking about, like, when they wear them, like, you know, like, over their shoulder. And apparently those were 9 yards long. So if you gave somebody the whole 9 yards, you shot the hell out of them. So either one of them, I don't know which one of them is actually the true meaning of where it really comes from. But
for the record, according to Snopes.com, who are usually pretty reliable, a group of high school kids in 1971 in San Rafael High School in California came up with the term 420 as a personal thing among them friends, and it spread like beyond them through that area. And there was never any police code for 420, and even though. The governor of California,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Not him though. At the time,
Ronald
signed
Reagan.
In.
It is not possession of marijuana.
Proposition.
Jerry Brown, I want to call out.
Proposition 420, signed Proposition 420, which legalized medical marijuana, but that was years after people had been using it.
Oh, wow, that's...
Yeah, it's like I said, I knew...
Apparently he winked, too, after he signed it.
See, that was the whole thing. I had heard that there was some sort of truth to it being, that being the case, but then that it was like an urban legend, that it wasn't real. But
dude, I'm so propped right now. I'm
so prop 40'd. 420, prop 420.
Dude, you look bandoliered.
But, nice, a bandolier. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach, in the chat room.
That's my brother from another mother.
Who's Zick?
Yeah.
Nice.
We in high school, they used to think that we looked identical. He looks a lot better than me now.
He's good with those words.
Yeah, he's good at bandoliers. He's my favorite bandolierer.
I still think it's a sash, a gun sash, a bullet sash.
Isn't a bandolierer, isn't that the money in Italy? Or they all went over to the euro now?
I think it's all euros. Okay.
It's a band of them. It's like when you clip a bunch of them together and that's it. Hold on, let me pull out of my bandolier.
But can you do that again? Was that your Italian?
Yeah, it was a good Italian accent.
Mamma mia.
No, I can't. I didn't know that. I thought that was a rhetorical question.
It's in there.
Awesome. It's in there. Excellent stuff. So what's going on? Oh, by the way, just so you guys don't know, what?
No. You just really took it to, what's going on?
What's going on with the show? You guys want to do a show or something? If you guys didn't know, I just want to point it out to you. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, where this week and this week only, it looks like we will probably not be having a special report from our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood. This is my way of announcing it to Brian, who was probably going to call her in the next 30 seconds.
I was. I thought we were getting ready for it.
Yeah, no. She was actually called out in the field for work, and she's out, and she has to take care of some business. She said if she gets a chance, she will try to call us at the end of the show.
That's right. Our satellite's down anyway.
Oh, no. Satellite looks awesome. Just in general. So what's going on, man? What happened? What's going on?
The Taylor thing seems to be the popular consensus.
What's that?
The whole nine yards.
Isn't that the guy who won American Idol last year?
Yes.
Somebody Taylor? Was that really his name?
Taylor Hicks.
Okay, yeah.
Hick.
But wait, which one's the Taylor thing? Oh, the Taylor.
Whole 9 yards.
The whole
of
nine
fabric.
Yards being from 9 yards of fabric.
I like this. Did you hear about this story about this guy getting arrested for shining a light in the pitcher's face at the Braves game?
No.
He was sitting behind the plate, and he had, I guess, like a red light, one of those red laser lights.
Those laser light things.
And
could
he
F
was
you
shining.
Up, man.
He was shining them into I don't know who the Braves were playing.
Put it on hold. Put it on hold. I love you to death. If you ever refer to a game at Shea Stadium as the Braves game again,
I don't know who they were playing. I knew the Braves. The Braves were.
Yeah, it was. They were playing the Mets at Shea Stadium, and that's where this guy. But continue.
He got arrested, right? For what was it? A red light? A laser light?
He had a little laser light. He was shining it on Tim Hudson's eye and an Edgar Renteria's eye every time.
That's awesome.
They got ready to throw
should.
The
yeah. And how'd they catch the guy? I guess somebody told on him. What was it?
I think I was watching the game and they didn't mention what it was, but Tim Hudson was like pointed right at somebody, so he must have seen the guy. I love that. I imitated Tim Hudson pointing at everyone in the room. Turned
of course.
Tim Hudson pointed at the guy, and then they grabbed him immediately. So he must have seen the guy holding it, and then the guy tried to stash it in his bag or something, and they searched his bag and they found it.
See, I never understood, like, when you would go to a rock concert when I was a younger man and I was a big fan of rock and or roll, and I would go to the concerts of that variety, they would always say, no use of laser light at the arena. And I was thinking, like, there's 30,000 people here. How the F are they going to know who's shooting this light?
They
apparently they do.
Out. They figure it out. I was at a Depeche Mode concert last year, and there was somebody. They had
no,
movies.
You?
One of the 2 days in a row that I went.
Seriously,
and somebody was shining a light on. There was a during one. They have these movies playing behind them, and during one of the songs, they have like this girl like undressing. And as soon as the top came off, some dude started shining a little laser light on her boobs.
Wait, both of them are ninnies?
He only had one though, so he had to go back and forth.
Was everyone sitting down at the concert, or was it standing up? Was it like
it was actually at PNC, so it was actually on the lawn area. But I don't think he was in the lawn area. I think he was in the front.
See,
when you said is everyone standing up, I thought you meant was it going to be at SROs on Bay Street for all 13 people that would show up? But I guess Depeche Mode are really popular ever since.
Depeche Mode at the Haunted this weekend. Depeche Mode at the Haunted tickets $2.
I love local humor.
$4 at the door.
Oh man, I gotta be honest. I never got it.
Remember the lady that what?
Depeche Mode.
Don't even get into it. Remember the lady? Got,
no, what do you mean? Don't get into it.
All I ever wanted.
Enjoy the silence,
all
baby.
All of 1986, there was the lady at the Shea Stadium that did this to try to distract the opposing pitches. And if you're looking at the webcam right now, you can see me doing it. And she would just do this the whole time. This like 90-year-old lady, she would sit there doing that the whole time. Look at a clip of any 1986 game. She has like a sailor hat on and she's sitting there doing
it. It's a voodoo.
This.
I've got to be 100% honest. I don't even know what's going on because I just got distracted by something on the other side of the room. I didn't realize what it was. I guess you're missing the joke. I was talking about you doing the thing. It distracted me from being able to do the show.
And I had to miss the joke on camera.
Swing and a miss!
Wait, what the hell was that? Oh, it was a joke going over my head.
Awesome. I don't know about the latest light. What's up?
I have Depeche Mode's entire catalog, so if you make one more derogatory comment, I'll just blast it over anything you try to say.
I got news. Here's the thing. It's not that I hate them. I just didn't get it. I just don't understand.
Reach out and touch
me. That's how I feel about Van Halen. I just don't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They're awesome.
I've been to the edge. I stood and looked down. You know, I lost a lot of friends there, baby. I ain't got no time to look around, though. Dude, oh, sorry. No, you're going to make fun of them for losing a lot of friends, but ooh, my name is Dave Gunn. I'm going to scrape my wrists and claim that I tried to kill myself. I'm so cool. I hate him.
Why? You don't think that was Dave really trying to kill himself?
No way. He wouldn't be alive then.
It was a scream for help.
If you want to die, you're going to die.
Well, listen, whatever. Regardless, that doesn't affect their body of music.
Guys, people are people. So why should it be? Listen, why should it be? You and I should get along so oftenly?
Easily.
How do they say that?
Easily.
Is it oftenly?
Why do we get
easily
along all the time?
We'll get along all the time, oftenly.
That's a good point. That's people? I take it back. I take it all back. You know what? They're a fine group. Here's the thing. I don't even have a problem with them. I actually used to date a girl who was...
That was in Depeche Mode.
Yeah, her name was Martin.
You, buddy.
I was going to say, her name was Martin Gore. But I used to date a girl that, like, loved Depeche Mode. And she was, she tried to get me into them, and I just didn't see it. Randy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if you want to know her name. But if you must know. She also tried to...
I think she was at the concert with me.
She probably was.
She was playing bass.
You could be...
No wonder she wasn't there.
She also tried to get me into Rosetta Stone, too.
Oh, see? Come on. What language did you want to learn?
Gay.
That's the language.
The language of gay. Ooh la la.
Hey, why would it be French of some sort? Why is it ooh la la?
Like you have to ask.
We are gay, no? That's the first letters in the alphabet. Ooh la.
Awesome. I don't know what the other band was. There was another like goth band.
I was going to say the Smiths.
The Cure.
Switchblade Symphony.
I got news for you. There's another one that I'm on the downside and the weird side of being that I don't dig the Smiths.
I love the Smiths. Zick doesn't dig the Smiths either. And every time I go to his house, I just play them constantly. I love them.
Yeah, I just,
Keith, you don't like the Smiths?
I love the Smiths. I actually bought Morrissey tickets yesterday.
That's all they mean to me.
Smoke.
Where's he playing?
Keith, kiss me. I mean, get your mouth closer to the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted a cigarette. I was going to say, you're like 5 years too late. Sorry.
You're not into Smiths. Why not? You don't just... you want to dig them?
Oh, they just didn't do it for me. Huh. Hang the DJ, oh, hang so the DJ. It's probably one of the few songs I think is okay. Hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ. In case you missed it the first six times I did that part. But yeah, that's the only song that I find mildly okay. But are you putting the Smiths on?
No. Maybe the listeners that aren't familiar need to know what we're talking about.
For those of you that don't know, one of the probably 15 or 20 more popular bands of our lifetime, I guess.
His quaff was so nice.
He's so old.
Is he old now? Really?
He's old. He was on Jimmy Kimmel Friday night.
Hello, Jimmy. Hello.
Wait, I'm sorry. What year is it?
1989.
How dare he get old?
Well, he's touring again, right? Like, Morrissey is on. His tickets just went on sale.
Yeah, yeah. I just
said that.
I'm going to buy a laser light later.
Nice.
What's that in my eye? What's that in my eye?
Something is in my eye.
What's the red in my eye? I'm seeing red, but I'm not mad.
Oh, my God, I can't see.
Look at that boy.
Like, all right, seriously, this doesn't strike you as slight.
I always get into fights with people though because I think Johnny Marr is the genius behind this.
You don't find
he's in Modest Mouse now.
Get out of here! Is he really?
He joined Modest Mouse.
You don't find this slightly though?
Not at all.
Slightly.
Nope.
Would you like to look at me? I can't look at you.
Seriously, listen.
Doom, 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 doom.
I'm a 16-year-old kid. I wrote a song in my house. It's just boring to me.
See, I don't look for...
Bro, there's no arpeggio sweeps. That's all I care about in rock. You know, it's just...
Sorry if it's not extreme enough for you.
Yeah, it just it's just boring. It's just boring to me.
That's how I feel about Van Halen.
And that's fine. And again, if the way to try and have an intelligent conversation about music is to, if I insult something you like, that you feel the need to insult something I like, that's fine. If that's the angle you want
to
go with
it. No, feeling the need to insult, but I'm saying that's like the opposite of me. That's the way I feel.
Chavo's favorite band is REO Speedwagon, man. So
No.
Yeah, 30, yeah.
We were down that road already.
Chicago.
38 Special is my favorite band.
Chaz B here in the chat room recognized that Morrissey sounds like he's got a cupcake lodged in his throat.
Oh, Chaz.
He's got a cupcake throat.
For the record, the cupcake throat is part of my language because of Chaz.
I love that.
He's explained cupcake throat. Hey, it's got cupcake throat. Hi, how you doing? I got a cupcake.
Does Ray Romano have cupcake throat?
Absolutely.
I don't even know what Ray Romano sounds like.
You just impersonated Ray Romano.
No, I just did cupcake throat. That's what cupcake throat.
That's Ray Romano.
I swear to Christ, I have no idea what Ray Romano even sounds like.
Well, now you do.
I got to start watching Everybody Loves Raymond. It's my new favorite show.
Do yourself a favor. Don't.
No, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start listening to The Smiths.
Everybody Loves Raymond is what... No, let me rephrase it. The King of Queens is what Everybody Loves Raymond wants to be. but it's too...
You know, I enjoy The King of Queens better than Everyone Loves Raymond.
That's what I'm saying. The King of Queens is what Everybody Loves
and that was
Raymond
the spin-off.
Wants to be.
But that was the spinoff of Everybody Loves Raymond.
It was the spinoff, wasn't
it? He was his friend and it was a spinoff. He's making so much money. Oh, those people make so much money.
I have no idea what any of you are talking about. I've never seen one episode of Everyone Loves Raymond. I've never seen one episode of the other one, King of Queens. I've never seen one episode of Yes, Dear. What's the other one? There's like three or four of them that are like...
Still Standing?
I have no idea.
Wait till your father gets
home. My father loves that show, Still Standing.
Father's Knows Best. That's the one that I'm a big fan of. But yeah,
with the beaver.
Yes.
Howdy Doody.
I have no idea about any of these shows. I don't watch them. The last time I regularly watched sitcom comedy, I think I tried to watch...
You watch Young Einstein, Little Pablo, the Teletubbies. I have never seen anything but...
Well, I'm not talking about the kids' shows. I'm talking even before this. I'm being legit serious. The last sitcom...
Maude.
That I regularly watched. Yes, was Maude. Was I tried to watch. What was the MTV guy's show?
Hunt?
No.
Remote Control?
Colin Quinn?
I didn't have MTV at that point. I wish. No. He was the MTV cab driver. Was what his gimmick was.
Yeah.
I know I'm going into a weird direction.
No, I know you're talking. He's also the guy who dressed up in sunglasses and was a hippie. Hey, peace.
Randy.
No, yeah, not Randy. Him. No, it's not Randy
and
the Redwoods.
He was the cab driver?
No.
He was.
Absolutely 100% was not. Absolutely 100% was not. Randy of the Redwoods is not the same dude as the cab driver.
I'll take your word for it, but I thought it was.
Okay. I think it's the
IMDb
same
it if
actor.
You need to. IMDb it. It's definitely not the
same
dude.
I'll IMDb it just so we can find out.
Here's the thing. In the past couple of years, he did a show, and by the past couple of years, it probably be like 5-10 years ago, he did a show that was on like Channel 9,
Lloyd Lindsay Young?
And it was called... Like Grounded
for Life.
Grounded for Life is the name of the show.
It was based on Staten Island.
Even though all the footage from the show was from like Queens and
Brooklyn.
Donald
Logue. Oh yeah, I love that's based in Staten Island, and it's like every brick alley in like Bensonhurst or something is where it's actually like filmed or what it actually looks like, not where it's actually filmed.
Awesome, man. I'm getting backed up in the chat room. He is not Randy. He was on Grounded for Life. Awesome. Yeah. He was
the main guy?
He was the main guy of the show.
Donald Logue? He's the main guy from Grounded for Life?
He's also in that Mick Jagger movie, Rob, like the Robin Mick
TV
Jagger.
Show. Yeah, Nights of Prosperity. That's right.
That I know who you're talking about. He
Donut
was the cab driver.
He was. He was okay. I believe you. I just don't. I don't know.
But that is his name.
I understand. But yeah, whatever his whole gimmick was, the whole thing was he was the cab driver who was just like, hey, yeah, I know this room is really, really sultry
taking
with
my,
the
I'm
heat.
Taking
right
my
now.
Clothes off in like 5 minutes.
Go I actually it. Liked the Knights of Prosperity.
I never saw one episode. I just told you that the last show I watched was Grounded for Life.
I heard that Mick Jagger basically like ruined that show. Like, I understand when he filmed it, he was just so uncooperative in the filming of it. He forced them to film the entire season
really?
In, like, 10 minutes. Yes. And they flew the entire cast out to wherever he was. And...
That's weird, because that's the same way I feel about Exile on Main Street. He ruined that, too.
Oh, come on.
See, I think he ruined the Rolling Stones.
Well, see, I mean, but Exile on Main Street is probably one of the greatest records of all time. The only bad part about it is Mick Jagger,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
All right. I like Black and Blue.
Listen to the song Sweet Virginia. The way that he says the S word, because he's talking about scraping it off your shoe, is just embarrassing. Like, he's so psyched to be saying a curse in a song. He's so, ooh, you got to scrape that right off your shoe. As I make odd references to Exile on Main Street for people. Listen to Sweet Virginia. It's a great song. But yeah, whatever that guy is, that guy, he used to do the cab drive.
What year was this?
What, Grounded for Life?
Yeah, no, the MTV show he was on.
It wasn't an MTV show.
Oh,
it was the commercials.
Clips.
And all I know is whoever would get in the car, he would talk about some sort of band. And the big thing that always stuck
glasses.
With me is...
Did he have glasses?
Yes, he had horrible glasses on. And the big thing that stuck with me was him doing, a boys to men, and boys to men. Like, that was his way of singing a boys to men song, was by saying, boys to men, and boys to men. And that sticks with me forever.
The Smiths.
Awesome.
At least that sounds like the Smiths. What's the men thing doesn't even sound
yeah.
like
it's that guy man, the Smiths. Like, that's really what he would have done.
Yeah.
Jimmy the cab driver
was the character. Awesome. Yeah, I was a huge fan. I wish I can get some of those. I gotta find those. I bet they're
YouTube.
On YouTube.
That's the link that came up.
Do you have the Boys to Men one? Oh my god, I'm see. Brian, if he can get you that link, let's play it on the air if he can. You could do it. Go through that,
through
that computer.
Through
yeah,
here.
And go YouTube.
I'm
just trying
to plug this right into him. Maybe we'll get a special.
Yeah, sound like, it'll sound something like this.
Does
Boys
to Men have a Z or an S?
What's that?
I believe. No, it's an S. So I think it's
an S.
Z is too hood.
No. I honestly think it might be boys.
I think ABC was spelled with a Z.
I heard that guy is missing.
Oh, it's one word. It's one
ABC, BBD, BBB.
East Coast Family.
The East Coast Family. Oh, man.
Aisha.
We gotta
you
see
are
Aisha
the girl that I never had, and I want to get to know you better.
Awesome.
Aisha.
You'll listen to Best. You'll listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. It's some good, exciting stuff. And apparently, I think we've got some Jimmy the Cab Driver. Maybe we'll check some of him out. If you could find the Boys to Men one, it would be
good.
My favorite thing ever. If not, don't. And you just gotta unmute that one when you're at it.
Keep,
yeah, I know, but I'm waiting with I'll vamp for a little bit. I'm waiting with bated breath. What's I'm sorry, buddy.
There was a guy in Kansas City casino that drowned.
A blackjack table? Like, how do you drown in a casino?
Because he jumped into the moat to get away from the casino
the pit boss. I don't even.
But the good, there's a bright side to that story is that there hasn't been a medieval attack on that casino in years.
I just don't even understand how one. Well, obviously, why there's a moat, but why would you? I mean. Well, those were his last
double
words.
Double down.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even understand. I don't even know there were casinos in Kansas City.
Missouri Gaming Commission. Missouri is a big gambling area.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could only gamble in Atlantic City, the Foxwoods.
Not Branson, Missouri, which is like the big religious Vegas of the world. The big Christian Vegas.
I don't even understand anything about what you're saying.
Unless they do have gambling there. Christians gamble. Bingo.
Absolutely.
Of course, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, maybe that's where it is.
They gamble on a daily basis when they count on the fact that there's some sort of crazy savior that's going to help them.
Yeesh. Oof.
Shock Jock. He's so shocking. He says shocking things about the Lord. It's Shock Jock on Best in Show.
Shock Jock.
I got news for you. That's going to be a new soundbite that I'm bringing into here. And whenever anyone does something...
What'd you say?
It's a Shock Jock alert.
Again.
I love it. But what's happening, man? What's going on? What are you doing, buddy?
What,
are
you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm trying to convince why you're looking at speaker options.
What, I can't find it. I'm just surfing the web.
He's searching for speakers for his house.
Yeah, just hit the mute button. It's up on the top, right next to the power button.
Yeah, I don't know what the guy did, but there was a warrant out for his arrest, and I guess, I don't know, maybe he was counting cards or something.
That is messed up. And he died.
And he jumped into the moat to get away, and
Hold on. Here we go. We got Jimmy the cab driver.
It's like when Jimmy Moriarty punches you in the face, but, you know, although it breaks your nose, it really hurts his right hand. Yeah, it's like playing a $2 scratch-it lottery ticket and losing.
Come back here.
It's like rain on a rainy day.
It's like going crazy when you're already nuts. Hey, get back in the window.
Isn't that ironic?
Don't you think? It's like meeting the girl of your dreams and finding out she's 5. When you believe in your heart of hearts that the moon is made of cheese, but when you look at cheese, you don't think it's the same stuff that makes up the moon. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
It's amazing, because there was at least one point in my life, and maybe I'm a cornball for thinking so. Maybe I'm a cornball for things, but there was a point in my life that MTV was remotely cool at the very least. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's great.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
I'm telling you, when he does the Boys to Men thing, it's hilarious. It's him just saying, Boys to Men and Boys to Men. It's just brilliant.
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the freaking streets of London.
Awesome. All right. So
I always thought that band Panic at the Disco should sound like the Smiths, but they don't.
Because of that song.
Wait, is that somebody told me that you got a girlfriend.
No, that's
it looks
Killers.
Like your girlfriend, and now yeah, I'm a
Killers. The Killers might as well be the Beatles compared to Panic at the Disco.
Which one is Panic at the Disco? No, Panic at the Disco is the guy who dresses up like a circus, like a.
Panic at the Disco, unfortunately, is that song where it goes.
I chimed in with, haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's the worst piece of garbage
don't they sound
I've
like
ever
Fallout
heard.
Boy or something?
I have no idea what that even
exactly.
meant.
I never heard that either.
Exactly. It's the worst. It's the worst.
No, but that's the guy who in the video, he dresses kind of like a ringleader
yes,
at a circus.
Exactly. That's the song.
That's what you think.
I love those guys. I'm a big, huge fan of them.
Hey, can someone tell me, help me out with some chat room humor? They say I look like Mallory Keaton's brother. Who is Keaton?
Mallory Keaton's brother.
Oh, all right. Okay. It looks like Michael J. Fox. It's a Teen Wolf reference, I think, is what he's...
When is Michael J. Fox ever referred to as Mallory Keaton's brother?
Oh, no. When they make a Teen Wolf reference, then they're talking about Mallory Keaton, the actress, his real brother, Jason Bateman, I believe, is who they're referring to.
Oh.
They think I look like Jason Bateman?
From Arrested Development.
Yeah, you kinda...
Is it because I'm ill, not shaven, basically?
No, who's the person I always used to think that you looked like? It definitely wasn't Jason Bateman.
I used to get Alec Baldwin, and there was another benign white guy. Oh, yeah, did you hear the...
For the record, before we even get into Alec Baldwin, more important than anything that he may or may not have done to his kid this week...
I understand what he did.
More importantly than any of that...
I hate kids.
I watched Glengarry Glen Ross yesterday.
Oh, it's amazing.
Great movie.
He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's great at it, yeah.
I know this is going to sound ridiculous. I just got that in the mail. I bought the DVD like 3 days ago. Don't tell me anything about it.
Dude, it's great.
You've never seen?
Okay,
I've never that seen movie?
Okay, for
wow.
the record,
Jack
A
it's a
B,
sled.
C. A always B B C closing. Always be closing,
Jack
gentlemen.
Lemmon. Jack Bruce Lemmon, Willis brilliant, brilliant performance, Jack Lemmon. And Al Pacino.
Everyone
brilliant.
In there is great.
Although I will say, the corniest thing in the world that about that movie that most people seem to like that I've encountered is, you know what you need to be able to sell real estate, my friends? Brass balls. And I think that's the corniest part of the entire movie.
Alec Baldwin's character was written in, that wasn't in the play, Alec Baldwin's character. The play didn't
what?
Have any
really?
Alec Baldwin, yeah.
That
was written in.
That dude is amazing.
Wasn't great. The whole
that dude and Ricky Roma is amazing.
Of course.
Wasn't that whole that movie Boiler Room? Wasn't that almost like trying? From what I understand, which I like that movie.
Whenever Boiler Room
like
was great. This, I like
it was trying to be like the stock version. Of
exactly.
That. That's what I heard, but
that's
I didn't.
Exactly what it was.
But I like Boiler Room.
It's crazy because whenever you say the word Boiler Room, all I think of in my entire life is Brian telling you got to watch Boiler Room.
Oh,
I've
good.
Never seen it.
Oh, you still never haven't seen it? That's good.
You know what? When I hear that word, I always think of my basement. Oh,
that's true.
Shaka Khan.
I love it when you talk dirty.
But it's one of the greatest movies ever. It's one of the greatest movies. You got it. Honestly,
I've seen Boiler Room.
I feel like the show should be over right now. We should just sit here and watch Glengarry Glen Ross.
We should stop.
It's one of the greatest.
It
movies
is a great
ever.
Movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I bought it.
Yeah, no, it's great though.
It's no Die Hard.
I like Die Hard.
I just watched Die Hard again. It's on the, one of those movie channels.
I always watch Die
Hard. Awful. It's
I like awful, it. Awful. Of course it is, but you know.
Hey, so is Star Wars, and it's great. So is Indiana Jones, and it's great.
Although I don't know that I'm going to pay to see Die Hard 4.
What are you going to download, download it off the net?
I dead through the whole thing already, so it's ruined.
Die Hard.
Have they started that new Indiana Jones movie yet? New Indiana Jones.
I just keep seeing so-and-so agreed to. Sean Connery is going to be in it.
I didn't even see the last Indiana Jones where it was like the young Indiana Jones. I didn't see that one.
That small kid from Disturbia, whatever it is going to be in it.
I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What? I don't know what the sickness. Is that Disturbed? Is that what you're talking about?
Is that, did you see Disturbia?
It's a musical.
That kid that's in it is going to be in Indiana Jones.
I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark when it came out, and I haven't seen any of them since.
Any of them? Is that when he goes, booby trap, booby trap. Data?
Short round.
That's not Raiders of the Lost Ark, though, is it?
Of course it is.
Booby trap?
Oh, no, that's Goonies.
Wait. Lumpy. Is it really?
Yeah, that's Goonies. It. Booby trap.
At least you're not totally insane that I'm
missing the same actor. It's the same actor, right?
I hesitate to call him an actor, but yeah.
People tell me I look like Sloth sometimes from the Goonies.
Baby Ruth? Baby Ruth, Keith? Keith, Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth.
I remember he was called Short Round. That's all I remember anything about him.
Short Round.
Short Round was that dude's name in the movie with the other one.
Yeah, I'm really angry. Speaking of movies, I've actually posted something on a board about it.
I can't believe you guys have a board. I'm sorry.
It's
pretty cool.
I saw that The Hills.
Can I interrupt for 1 second just because Jesus has pointed out in the chat room that that not that Brian looks like the guy from Teen Wolf, he looks like Gollum.
I think I could be wrong, but I thought they were talking about Freddy.
Oh, were they talking about Freddy? Yeah. Okay, sorry, because I just knew that they were talking about about Jason Bateman with you. My mistake.
Precious.
Also, I'm sorry, Keith. What were you about to say?
I saw that on Showtime Beyond, the supernatural Showtime station, last week, that The Hills Have Eyes 2, which just came out last week, was going to be on. And it was from 2007, the same cast and plot and everything. So I said, wow, that's insane. Like, this movie bypassed the entire DVD pay-per-view process. It's actually still in the theaters. And I figured maybe Showtime decided to, like, try with a lesser movie if they could just pay tons of money to get it, like, you know, and... So anyway, I recorded it, and when I watched it, it was The Hills Have... I see Michael Berryman, the bald...
Oh, it's the old one.
It was the old sequel to The Hills Have Eyes from the 80s.
So, I got stymied with that, too, actually.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. At all.
I'm sorry. I now finally got a good look at the chat room and understood what the conversation that was going on.
Yeah, it makes a little more sense.
He looks like they got into a whole thing about how Brian looks like Jason Bateman, how Freddie looks like Styles, who is Jason Bateman's best friend in T with, and Keith looks like Gollum.
Wait, who's Gollum?
It's the guy from
the Lord of the Rings.
My precious Gollum.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The little monster with the cupcake throat.
I'd much rather be Gollum than Billy Corgan.
They're describing him as a less hairy
Styles Gollum. Was his best friend in Teen Wolf that drove the van. He was like, hey, get off, man.
I honestly, I'm an adult. I've never seen Teen Wolf ever in my entire life.
You're such a liar.
No, I've seen Teen Wolf 2.
Teen Wolf 2 has Jason Bateman.
Okay, I did not see Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox. Okay.
Is the friend must be the same guy that was Evil Ed in Fright Night?
Was he? I thought it was Booger from Growing Pains.
Fright Night was the movie that went with the cockroaches, right?
No, that's Creepshow. Night was with Roddy McDowell and the guy that was in Herman's Head.
Was it Fright Night the killer Santa Claus?
Herman's Head. I haven't even thought about Herman's Head.
Wait, that's not Rob Morrow, right? That's not Rob Morrow from Northern Exposure. That's not the same guy, right?
I have no clue.
Yeah, Herman's Head. The guy from Herman's Head was in Fright Night. And what's her name from Married with Children was his girlfriend, Amanda... Amanda Mossy. The friend, I believe, let's see, Rupert Stiles Stilinski, played by Jerry Levine.
Stiles.
Rupert Pupkin.
Was another good movie. Was, we'll see if he's the guy I'm talking about. Everybody give me a second, but don't talk.
What are we going to do? Shh.
He was Elliot Pembroke on Charles in Charge.
Elliot, wait, Mr. Pembroke?
The first family, not the second family. Not the Powells with Nicole Eggert and the other girl. This was the Pembrokes.
That Buddy Lembeck, man. I will kick his behind.
His patoot.
Buddy Lembeck saved up money to buy patio furniture, and he didn't even have a patio.
Isn't Buddy Lembeck... Isn't Buddy Williams. But Billy... He's like a... didn't he become like
a crazy dude?
That like was on religion like man?
Celebrity. He was on Celebrity Flip Club.
I know he was on Celebrity Flip Club.
Flipping out on heads.
Well, dude, I mean...
Why, he has he worse tattoos than you.
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah, he was fat, man. He was fat.
A dude showing up at your house at 5 o'clock in the morning to make you go run, I'm going to go crazy. Yeah,
then he puts a hose on the dude.
It's your house. This is my house with my family. I need you ringing my doorbell at 5 o'clock in the morning because you want me to do calisthenics
he
for
said
a VH1
to the guy,
show?
He was like, if I didn't know you, I would have met you outside with a shotgun to your face.
It's horrible.
But yeah, but didn't he do... He did some sort of like the Kirk Cameron thing, like a religious thing. Like he was like Bible man or something like that, wasn't he?
Kirk Cameron show on...
Growing Pains? It was awesome.
The Kirk Cameron show.
No, absolutely not.
That's he what sits there and discusses the Bible.
Oh. But that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure Willie Ames has a similar thing. I think he was like Bible man or prophet man or something like that.
Prophet man.
There's a rumor that Kirk Cameron would change scripts because they were too, you know, racy and not religious enough when he was on Growing Pains.
I don't think that's true.
I that's what I heard, man.
He was kind of young.
Yeah,
that show was kind of racy.
No, but when he got older. I'm saying the later episodes.
Oh, okay,
Kirk's
the later ones.
In charge.
Not even joking. That show really was racy for an '80s TV show. I see now when
absolutely.
I watch back to it. You know, like that. Some of the jokes. I'm surprised they were able to. You know what, man? Van Halen sucks. All right.
What, dude? What did I say? What did I say wrong? That you're attacking me? I don't even understand what's happened.
I like how an attack on Van Halen is an attack on Chris.
And the Emmy this goes you. To Growing Pains.
Oh my god.
What happened?
This is the picture I brought up of Styles.
How that? Post in the chat room.
Exactly like him. That's awesome.
He has the glasses on, right?
I thought I looked. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. I thought I looked more like Judd Nelson though. No, Judd
no,
Nelson?
Not even close.
Leonardo DiCaprio, I look like.
Leonardo DiCaprio, I is in Gilbert Grape specifically. Oh, I think you look exactly like.
Match
him.
In the gas tank, boom boom.
Actually, my old band actually did a show on Staten Island where we had Freddie come up and introduce us as Arnie, or was it Artie?
I think it was Arnie.
As Arnie Grape, and he came up and he did it. And what did you sing? You sang something.
I don't know. God Bless America?
It wasn't God Bless America, but it was something like that. It was like the national anthem or something like that you came up dressed as Arnie Grape and did it for us. I actually probably could find video of
how
that.
How PC is that?
Ooh. No, it's appropriate. God. It's absolutely appropriate.
I'm surprised I didn't get lynched.
Awesome. by the way, if you guys didn't know, you're listening to Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. It's a radio internet web show of talk propriety.
Psst, Chris,
varieties.
I got a secret.
What's up?
You're a jerk.
No, everyone knows that. It's not a secret.
Well,
you listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com, where you can get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. You can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Brian, Best in Show Chris, or Best in Show Keith. That's Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Brian. Or you can join us in the chat room, as you probably should, where we've got a lot of activity today. It's a lot of fun, a lot of proactive folks in there getting into the whole Teen Wolf thing. You can get there by going to tpxradio.com and clicking on chat. Or go to bestinshowradio.com, click on contact.
Wait a minute. You have a chat room and a message board?
Dude, we're like a multimedia conglomerate. We got a message board where people should go there during the week. If you go to bestinshowradio.com, click on forum. Don't be mistaken when you look for a message board. It's really a forum.
We're like the king of old media.
Where my peeps talk and they talk. They basically... point out silly nonsense all throughout the week and talk about the things they hate about the show and the very few things they like about the show. It's awesome.
When am I going to get my first paycheck?
No, I actually mailed it out on Thursday.
My new address?
Yeah, Thursday. I mailed that out and it should be getting to you any day now.
Awesome.
It should be perfect.
I hope it's on recycled paper.
No, only if you got it today would it have to be on recycled paper.
Yeah, no, it's coming today. It's coming today on recycled paper. Actually, what we do is we just throw the money out the window. When you're at your house, you look up out your window, and it should come falling down at you. I don't know exactly what that meant, but it made sense in my mind.
Sounded like a bad David Blaine trick.
As if there is
such
a thing.
I was going to say, there's no such thing, man. I love David Blaine. I think he's a magical guy.
Really?
I think he's terrific.
What about Chris Angel?
Jerk. I don't like David Blaine.
Chris Angel, I think, is boring. I think he's the poor man's David Blaine.
Really?
I love David Blaine. I bought the stupid DVD. I actually have it sitting in my house. I think it's terrific. I don't even understand how sex has joined the room. Happened in the chat room.
What is sex?
Someone coming with the moniker sex.
No, it's actual sex.
Oh my god, the act
sex has joined the room.
It's crazy.
Oh, awesome. All right, so are we going to talk about any crazy things? Are we going to talk about what exactly happened this week?
The shootings, man.
Yeah, like on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday?
I put on Stars yesterday.
I thought you were talking about Alec Baldwin.
Well, actually,
we'll get to that too.
It's called Stars in Black now. And I put that on yesterday, and Higher Learning is on.
I know. I wondered about that same thing. And they got it on twice. Like, it's on pretty high rotation.
Poor Michael Rapaport, man. He was not a racist. He wanted to be friends with Omar Epps, and Omar Epps was like, whatever. He's like, you know, like, he wouldn't play a second game with him.
I saw Michael Rapaport
listen,
getting out of a cab one day. Doesn't that mean something?
I was talking to somebody I work with yesterday while that movie was on, and she was telling me that she used to work at a supermarket uptown, and Michael Rapaport, when he was in college, would always come in. And I said, you know, it's amazing. Anytime, no matter who it is, you ever mention Michael Rapaport, everyone has seen him, mostly like two or three times at some point.
Yeah, it's not even like when he was in college. Like, he was semi-famous actor,
yeah,
Michael Rapaport, at that point.
As of like a year ago, and I always see him with a little dog, too. And I don't even go, like, to Manhattan all that much. But, like, Michael Rapaport's just always wandering around, kicking what's-her-name out of her apartment that he owns. The American Pie girl. Natasha Lyonne, that he, nice. He went up into her apartment and evicted her, and he said when he went in it, it was just bottles and drug paraphernalia and dirty sex toys and just
that's my kind of
furniture
girl.
Overturned.
But does that make us so
which
bad?
American Beauty girl?
No.
The brunette?
No, the American Pie.
Oh, all right.
Doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't make you a bad person.
It's not even just a matter of making her a bad person. Like, the girl has, she's got a problem.
Those are her hobbies. No, I think of them as hobbies. Okay, so why do they got to be problems?
Okay, so she's got a hobby, but the sex toy thing, like, who cares? So what, she could want to put a garage in and wherever. Like, it doesn't make a difference. Like, it's
her. Of course it doesn't. I just think it's funny that
I was
going to
say. I was going to say bung, actually.
Poon.
But, I just never understood. Like, the whole thing is when George Michael got in trouble for soliciting a male prostitute. Or, no, it wasn't for soliciting. Well, for being passed out in the vehicle of his, the driver's wheel, behind the driver's side of his car. If I remember, actually, I think we talked about it on one of our earliest Best in Shows. He had, like, a bunch of sex toys in the trunk of his car. Like, why is that applicable? Why does anyone care about that? What difference does that make? Not why does anyone care, I mean, but, like, why is it something that we're reporting? I don't know.
Well, I think in the context of describing the contents of Natasha Lyonne's crazy destroyed house, that it makes it funnier.
But
the fact that he referred to them as dirty sex toys too makes it even funnier.
But the George Michael thing is like, hey, he's gay again, basically. You know what that is? Kind of like, hey, look,
he's still gay.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is.
It's just stupid. Again, I mean, if the girl's a drug addict and there's drug stuff all over, talk about it. It's fine. You know what? That day that I saw Michael Rapaport get out of the cab, I'm mad I didn't throw a rock at him, because I would have known 10 years later that he would have been insulted to Natasha Lyonne.
That he was going
to
shoot up an entire college campus in High Learning.
The poor girl was sick. Ah, Yves Plum was in that movie, too.
Yves Plum's best song is on the soundtrack to that movie.
Which song is that?
It's called EYE.
Nope. Not true.
Is on what?
It definitely is. I know.
What movie?
Oh, not true. It's their best song, High Learning.
Correct. Their best song.
There's a Liz Phair song in there, too. I was about to say.
Yves Plum, if you don't know, Yves Plum is a somewhat, well, not really Staten Island based. Half of the band's from Staten Island, half of the band was from Jersey, and they were friends of ours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And the band, Yves Plum's, their best song was. Is it all easy, as you said, tell me.
I wish I could remember the name of that. I know it's the second song on that album, on that blue CD.
To be.
Can you sing it like Morrissey?
No, I cannot. I refuse. I will not do that to Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. I forgot about that.
Which, by the way, she went on to her pop career, and she is now Vitamin C.
Is she still Vitamin C, or is she just unemployed?
Well, she's still Vitamin C, unemployed. I used to be Vitamin C. You may remember me. Like, all of a sudden,
I was in Hairspray before
you
I hit
remember me from multivitamins.
Ricky Waters chose me.
Ricky Waters, what?
I mean, John Waters.
Ricky Running Waters chose Vitamin C? I didn't even realize it.
He had John Waters here the whole time because they were brothers. John Waters is gay.
Oh, I smell bacon. This is driving me nuts.
Oh, my wife is cooking.
Oh, my God, the door's open. Uh-oh. The door to the studio is open. Stop it.
Is Chuck D related to Vitamin C?
I think
their families are at war, actually.
I don't even understand. I'm looking at the chat room trying to understand what the balls next to my
face
are.
Let me put the camera back. You'll figure it
out. Oh, it's Muhammad Ali that we're talking about.
Give him a little puff.
Awesome. Fantastic. For those of you listening on the podcast, you should have been listening live here on tpxradio.com on Sunday morning so you know what we're talking about. Maybe we should start cataloging the video of the show somehow.
I think I'm going to put some vodka in my coffee. Do you mind, Keith?
That may be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I don't know. We've got a request in the chat room, Chris.
What's the chess?
You've been asked to kiss the balls.
Jesus is asking me to kiss them. See, this is a shock jock. Hey, it's shocking. Look at him shocking. I'm more than happy to kiss Muhammad Ali's balls. I think
he's shocking him again.
He'll do anything to get ratings. How low will he go?
So
he's got the fourth grade world buzzing about what he did on Sunday morning.
Did you hear what he said the other day? He's a shock jock. He used the word fart. Yeah.
He kissed a girl behind the school. Smooch.
Oh, I got a new commercial, by the way.
Oh.
Tits. That's what you're rating.
Dude, that's really shocking.
Let's see your nipples.
So as long as we're talking about shocking, let's get back to where we went with this
commercial.
Whole,
are you allowed to say that word?
Hey, we can do whatever we want.
Really?
No, well, within reason.
But.
Hey, bro.
No buts.
No buts?
Please tell me somebody hit the button. Somebody hit the button on that. I hope butt didn't go out there. But no, I'm sorry, Jesus.
You
I will
said
not,
butt too.
I will not. No, I didn't. I meant it as the conjunction.
Oh, okay.
Comma, but I think it's a great idea. That's how I was saying it. Jesus, no, despite your request in the chat room, I will not lick them. You got a kiss. That's the only interactive radio you're getting today.
Yeah, guys like you get paid good money to do that sort of thing.
Obviously. At least 12...
That's an appearance right there.
$12, $13, that's a pop. So what's like? I don't want to change gears. Excuse me. Let me to downshift a little bit. But so was it Tuesday that this kid went crazy at Virginia
Monday.
Tech? It was Monday.
It was Monday.
I didn't think I went to work Monday, but I guess I did.
You were at work, talking to me about it. I wasn't at work.
Yeah,
so I know it's Monday.
I didn't think it was. I didn't think I went to work Monday, but I guess I did.
Are we talking about Alec Baldwin?
You were at work.
Yeah, I have a job. No, it's up.
Dude, wait, don't even bother. What are we gonna do? We're going to get serious for a second. Do you even have anything to say about it, or do we feel like
I'm curious
to just talk about it?
Do you got anything funny to say about this tragedy?
No, I'm curious about the video. I haven't seen the video.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I've heard some audio drops from it, though. It sounded very wacky.
You will know, you will feel the hand of my sword. Blah,
like, he's like weird. It's very weird.
So he's like every Filipino kid I've ever met in my life.
He's using the voice.
You mean he's Korean?
Konnichiwa.
No, I was saying he sounds like every Filipino kid I've ever met in my life.
They thought he was Filipino.
Well, I have no idea what he was.
It's disturbing.
Was
and I can't believe they played it. I can't believe they gave him the satisfaction of playing it because that's what wanted.
I don't think he had satisfaction.
He's
I
dead.
Think he's dead. I think he sees nothing but black.
But he knew he was
nothing.
He knew it was going to get played. That's why he did it. You know, and I can't believe it got. I can't believe his request actually.
Bro, I mean, of course they got to play it. It's news, though.
He sent it to, actually, MSNBC sent it with the wrong address.
Yeah.
Got there a day later.
Womp, womp, womp.
Wait, you know what I keep wondering, though? They say he mailed it in between shootings.
Like, he did.
Yeah.
What did, so he drove
it
over
was
to
2 hours.
The post office? And then
well, he filmed it and then put it in a package and then mailed it.
What did he do?
No, just put it in a mailbox on the way across campus.
Campus mailbox.
That's right, they have mailboxes still.
There was like a 2-hour break between the first two shootings and then him going out.
How did he email a video, though?
Those Asians could do a lot with the computer, man. They are very smart.
For the record, he went to MSNBC. He's not a star of Fox 5 News like anybody else that you guys may or may not know.
I think he just went to NBC, actually.
Yeah, not Fox News.
All right.
Yeah, you do look familiar, Chris.
You may remember me from such things as Rosanna Scotto.
I was waiting for something. So talk about it. Go ahead.
No, I'm done talking about it. You're not really into talking about guys shooting. I got to be honest, man. I think it's
Michael Vick.
Let's just say something. If I could go on the record of saying something, hey, you might want to turn that thing on. That thing over there. Yeah. For the big callers. Make sure we know that they're coming in. The calls. It's like a hotbed of activity.
Get serious. What's up? What's happening?
Get XM.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm being serious. I want to make a statement on behalf of the show, if I can. Best in Show.
Brian, wait a minute. Brian, you up?
I'm sorry.
Brian, okay. Brian just got up. Sorry.
Best in Show is against college shootings.
You know what?
I don't know.
I'm on board with you on that one.
The entire show. I'm being shocking. I'm being cutting edge here. I'm making a statement. I know it's off the charts. We will not support any college shooters.
I don't know. When was the last time you've been on a college campus?
If they had a Best in Show Radio shirt on, which they can get over at our website, then we might consider. But unless they're wearing one of those, which this gentleman was not.
Wow. How great would that be? Like if he was wearing a Best in Show and he was on the TV.
It would be awesome to have spent the last 6 days in an FBI office in Washington, D.C.
Probably, yeah.
With a beard and a light being shined in my eye.
We would totally... What, a red light from the game? Yeah. You wouldn't be able to pitch. But
it would figure that he'd be one of our 10 listeners, though, wouldn't it?
Dude, it's like 7. don't be crazy with 10.
Big shout
you know
out.
What? You know what, man? We'd have a job on XM or Sirius a week later if that was the case. You know we would.
People would be analyzing everything.
These are the guys who made the serial killer.
We get fired 3 to 4 days later.
Recently, we were talking about people making things about themselves. We just made the Virginia Tech thing about us.
I think that was me, actually. I'm sorry.
How could we get famouser off of this strategy?
Not even. What would have happened if we got famous off of this?
See, but here's the difference. We're talking about personal tragedy versus public tragedy. And it's never as important if it hurts somebody else as if it hurts you.
It's true.
If my feelings are hurt, no one's allowed to make fun of it. If someone else's feelings are hurt, I will giggle myself to sleep.
Funny.
It's the truth.
It's funny. So you're saying the Virginia Tech tragedy was funny?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You're an animal.
Dude, I think I've officially said on behalf of Best in Show, we are against college shootings.
I'll see you in hell, buddy.
No, you won't. It's not real. It's a fake.
I'm not afraid of hell and God. They're not real.
It is.
It's a fantasy.
This is it right now.
I'm in hell. I'm sitting there. Dude, but honestly.
We're against college shootings.
Yes.
Except for the one in Higher Learning that added drama to the film.
Even community colleges?
Well, Eves Plum was in that movie. It was worth it.
They didn't get shot.
Exactly. They were rocking.
I watched it right up until the date rape scene. I had to stop watching the movie. I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Too excited.
It was awful. It was a bad movie.
I liked it at one time. It's Christy Swanson that gets date raped, right?
I think you're right.
What drives her into the arms of Jennifer Connelly?
That's right. I forgot about the lesbian thing.
Wait, she got raped and then became a lesbian?
Yeah. And when she walks in, Jennifer Connelly says something like, don't do this because you think it's the thing to do.
Her response was, don't watch Requiem for a Dream. It's really not as good as everyone tells you. For the record, I just want to point out that people are getting their cams on in the chat room, and I wish everyone would do the same thing. I think it's terrific when there are other cams in the chat room. Get it going. It's interactive. We've got a couple of people getting in there. It's getting exciting. It's magic. It's Best in Show. I get excited when I see silly things like that, and it'll totally derail every thought that I'm having, because all I say is, hey, someone's sitting watching us on their computer. That's cool. Awesome.
Why do we hear birds?
It's your microphone is picking up the...
Oh, that's great. It's Earth Day.
Flag.
Well, if you didn't know, there's something going on in San Diego right now.
Yeah.
Your microphone just heard it. What?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing. I won't do it.
Psst.
Chris, I got a secret. Chris.
Uh-oh, there's another shooting. This time it was on a campus in Glen Falls, Idaho.
Great. I'm glad you did it, at least. What's up, buddy?
You're a jerk.
That's not a secret. It's out there. It's known. It's a given. I'm the jerk here on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com exclusively on TPXRadio.com, where you can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. You can get us on the Instant Messenger, Best in Show Brian, Best in Show Chris, or Best in Show Keith. That's Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Brian. What?
Barack Obama is meeting with a civil rights group that Al Sharpton founded to try and sway black voters in his direction. And in an unrelated story, Derek Jeter is trying to convince Yankee fans that they should vote for him for the All-Star team.
I think it's terrific. I think both of them are terrific. I have Derek Jeter on my fantasy squad. I think they're terrific.
Just love I think both of them are terrific.
That's another good term for messed up. Bombed. I'm ossified. I'm bombed.
Dude, I am so bombed today.
Bombed.
I'm V-teched.
I'm so Clinton.
Wait, hold on. Let me hit that sounder. Shock, shock. He's shocking. He did the shockarama.
I'm so stupid. There's his joke going over my head again. I was thinking VTech, that thing for kids to teach them how to read.
I have one inside. I'll show you.
You didn't say VTech, bro.
Sorry. Jesus.
What you like hearing the ambulance?
You can hear
down
the
block?
Sounds of New York when you listen to Best in Show.
Oh, my God. Jesus is really just upset with the Yankees, just screaming, going crazy in the chat room.
I mean, me too. I'm really bummed out.
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. No, like, he's complaining about them, like, that he hates them.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, I say he. A-Rod sucks. Giambi sucks. It's really kind of hurtful. I want to point something out here.
I think A-Rod sucks.
Sports.
Let me point something out here.
Where is it?
I'm looking around.
No, I haven't pointed yet. My hand is still at my side. Right, I'll be pointing in a little bit. Here's the thing. You guys are all way, way, way older than me. I'm a young guy. I grew up, you know, I'm a child of the 90s. And I grew up, you know, watching the Yankees dynasty. I grew up watching...
I love that dynasty.
I love it. It's with Blake. I was a big, huge fan of, like, when I first started watching baseball, I saw the Yankees, you know, just winning and winning and winning. So you guys don't appreciate sports the same way that I do. I'm a tremendous Yankees fan, and I think you guys should really be a little more respectful. Stop hating the player. Hate the game. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Hate the sport.
Yeah, I hate the sport.
You hate sports, period, though. You don't hate the sport.
We need commercials.
You think it's time for a commercial?
Is he still coaching that guy? Who's that guy that's coaching? He has cancer still?
Joe Torre?
Yeah, he still has cancer. What happened with him? He beat it?
Wasn't his brother that? Oh no, his brother had a heart.
He had cancer.
Oh, yeah, no, he's fine now.
He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That much money, man.
He's fine in health wise. I don't know about
job wise.
We'll see what happens.
Hey, you know what? We'll take that second and a half just so we can get a breather and think about what things are happening here on Best in Show. Wait, no, not that part.
I missed the whole thing.
Vanessa, thanks for your report.
As always.
Hello, this is Robert Rodriguez, and you're listening to Best in Show.
The Mad Beat Factory. Tune into the Mad Beat.
420, bro.
Don't be afraid to care.
Mad Beat Factory.
Leave, but don't leave me.
The Mad Beat Chemist, who is on Friday nights live, and I think, if he's not a liar, he's on live Saturdays, too.
Bringing you the finest in reggae, roots, rock, steady, ska, dub, dancehall, raga, drum and bass, and jungle. MadBeatFactory.com in no way implies nor condones the use of illegal drugs. Mad Beat Factory Dub Edition is simply a live reggae dub show you can hear Friday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on TPXRadio.com.
I'm so 420'd.
We're honestly the stupidest things in the world. We're stupid and we're gross. We're filthy. We're like little animals that like ooze smelly things. And we think we're better than the other smelly things based on how we're not like them. I hate being a person. Thank you. Good night. You listen to Best in Show, BestinShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPX. Keep listening to us because we're the only not gross people in the world.
Lou Diamond!
The gesture was absolutely vile. I started something, forced you to a zone, and you were
Chaos Theory Radio tonight. It's the same girl twice. What's that?
I didn't think you liked girls.
I don't talk about that. Oh, it's crazy because there's a lag there. You see one of them moving her hair, and then the other one moves her hair a second later.
Does she have a makeup artist?
I hope. She really does have a makeup artist. What the hell's going on?
Maybe I'm in a different area than you guys are right now, but I was just going to comment that I don't find Morrissey all that attractive, but he's kind of handsome in this video.
Whoa. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Does that mean that you really... like sexually attractive, you find him?
I don't have sex with him, I just find him attractive.
Wow.
What, you can't find a man attractive? You've been staring at me all day, bro. So I don't have choice.
Remember when you were a kid and played rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember being a kid? Well, either case, we got news for you. You can now play rock, paper, scissors against people all around the world by listening to IT Radio at itradio.turkeyvan.com. What's even better than that? You can be IT Radio's RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Paper covers rock. Rock takes scissors. Scissors got paper.
Send an email to title at turkeyvan.com with your five hand choices, and you could be the new IT Radio RPS Intercontinental Champion. Warning, IT Radio is not suitable for children of all ages. This show includes dirty words, crude humor, sexual content, childish behaviors, and things we can't discuss legally in this promo. Check them out at itradio.turkeyvan.com.
Best in show, Rosario Dawson, loving it live.
Remember I said I was going to try and have some music bed for when we come back from this? I didn't have anything. But I guess we had the 90210 music. Hey, Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio, back.
Dun-dun-dun.
As I cough. We've teased it like four or five times now here, and I guess we probably should talk about the whole Alec Baldwin thing. And I don't mean tease like nanny nanny poo poo. I mean like
let's bring something new to it though, because it's been talked about a lot.
Shocking.
Let's get him on the phone.
Hold on. Let's call Alec Baldwin. You have that number? Brian.
No,
I don't.
Brian,
not on
hit the numbers on that thing. Call Brian. Here, I got it covered. Don't worry about it. Unmute it.
I will.
No, unmute it right now so we can hear the phone sound effect because it'll work. It'll make the bit work. All right. Dial like 329. That's his number. Hold on. He should be ringing any second. Bring.
Wow, we actually hear it. It's
yes.
House.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Alec Baldwin?
Yes. Hello. Is this Best in Show?
Oh, God. You were listening. You were checking us out on Sunday morning like you always do, Alec?
Yeah. Aren't you on TPX Radio? 877-744-6405?
We absolutely are. Hey, Alec, what's going on? I just wanted to touch base with you. We know you've been in the news this week. We wanted to see what was going on with you.
Don't have kids. Do you have kids, Chris? Do you have kids?
Yes, I do. Actually, I consider myself the luckiest man in the world because I have a child, but I also don't have a 12-year-old fatty like you do right now that you're making fun of.
She needs a girlfriend, and her name is Jenny Craig. I'm telling you.
Alec, did you call her fat? I didn't hear that part.
I didn't call her fat. I called her a pig.
He called her a pig.
That's all.
I assume that.
Maybe he called
pigs
her...
Are very, listen, guys, pigs are very cute. They're nice. They're pink. I meant it in a good way.
And maybe call her a slut.
In all honesty, on Earth Day, as long as we're going on Earth Day, if you're not, if a pig is not living in a factory farmed lifestyle, they're actually a very clean animal. They're very clean.
My daughter is very clean. Yes,
that's. I just wanted to get that out there. So what exactly is going on, Alex? So, I mean, are you cool with recounting exactly what happened here today? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know all the specifics.
I am up all right. I'm all right with it to a point. If you guys want to talk about it, it's okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, how about I defer to our buddy here? Let's see. What exactly happened with Alec Baldwin this week? With our friend Alec Baldwin, who's on the phone with us this week. Which, hello. By the way, I'm totally 100% sending to tpxradio.com to point out that we had Alec Baldwin on the show this
obviously.
Week.
He left a voicemail message for his daughter. And he called her a mm-hmm. bunch of mean names and
hey, come on.
Threatened her and
it's okay,
he's agreeing with me. Okay. You know, mm-hmm. and he basically you told her you were gonna fly out to where she was and take care of this situation or something. This phone situation.
But she didn't answer the phone when he called and he got heated.
And apparently she's pulling some kind of crap with him that she would never pull with her mother.
Listen, guys, it's all Kim. It's all Kim.
Well, that's. I mean, I don't disagree with you.
Pi Kim Conan.
Yeah, obviously, American Geisha, AmericanGeisha.com. I don't.
Always plugging.
No, I do what I can. So, what exactly is it? Where are you at right now with your daughter? Is everything cool? Have you guys squashed things? Everything straight? Did you beat her? Make her know what's going on? I don't know where we're going with this.
Still not a call yet. I'm waiting.
What a little jerk!
I'm waiting.
She can't try and resolve this thing.
You know what? I love her, guys. She's my angel, but I want to. Can you kill an angel? is that possible?
After you do, they go to hell and ride bikes.
If you cut their wings off, I hear that they become human.
No, then somebody gets an A in class, I think.
When a
bell rings.
She is my little angel. I love her. It's just very upsetting for me not to see my child in pink so much in these court bills and everything like that.
Did you say not to see my child in pink so much?
Yeah. That's what I thought I heard, too. I'm confused.
Is Molly Ringwald your daughter?
Yes.
Oh, no. Awesome. Actually, Alec, do you mind if we actually play the audio of what exactly you said this week? Would that be something you're opposed to?
It's fine. It's okay.
All right, hold on.
It's out there already.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to set the record straight. I want people to know exactly what's happening with this thing. As soon as this loads... So I'll make believe that we're good.
I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now, because again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday.
It was.
And once again, I've made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time.
I did.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call.
I stop my laptop.
At 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay?
I'm
tired of playing this game with you.
Here it comes. Oh.
I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency
Dad.
As a human being.
As a human
I don't
being.
Give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old.
I don't care. I don't even know how old she is.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Do I don't.
As far as I'm concerned, you have humiliated
me for the last time.
With this phone. And when I come out there next with week, phone. I'm going to fly out there for the day. Hey. Just to straighten you out.
He's into it. He's getting into it.
I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am.
With my love.
And how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit. And you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother. And you do it to me. Constantly.
I love you, Daddy.
Over over
your
again.
Mother, the star of 9 weeks, where she had sex with Mickey Rourke.
And I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you.
With my love.
Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it.
Ooh.
Then we get on the plane, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let
420.
You know how I feel.
Okay, wait.
Hold on, let's see who's calling it on the hotline before we get you on.
I think
here.
It's your daughter, Alec.
Is hey, you're on Best in Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Monty.
Hey, buddy, what's going on, Monty? It's strange that you're calling us as we have Hollywood legend, star of Glengarry Glen Ross, Alec Baldwin on the phone with us at the same time.
Hi, Monty.
Yeah, I know. The whole Alec, it makes me just as mad to hear you, because I am with you on this one.
Of course you are. You know what it's like to have a child.
She's a little pig.
For those of you that don't know, Monty dated Alec's daughter. It's like 3 years ago.
I did. When she was eight.
Pigs make very good. They make very good eating.
All right, come on, you don't have to insult your own child anymore. I think, haven't you gotten the point across with her? I mean, where exactly are you guys at right now?
You know, it's just the mother playing games with the daughter, telling the daughter that, you know, your father is a terrible person and blah, blah, blah. And so then the daughter doesn't want to talk to him. And then, you know, that must drive him crazy. It drives me crazy hearing it.
Monty, can you make it to a court date appearance next month and say the same thing to a jury?
Yeah, I will go and speak on your behalf.
I'll let you get on 30 Rock. You'll have an appearance.
Ooh. I'd like to get on your dirty rock.
Hey, 30. I said
wait
30.
Wait a minute.
What? What was that?
Shocking. Bzzz. Monty called.
Oh, Jesus. We got another call coming in. Hold on.
It's
let's get him
Alex
in.
Daughter.
Let's get him in here. Hold on. See who's on the phone.
I'm getting bumped again.
No. You're not. You're here exclusively with Alec Baldwin.
Hello.
Dude, I'm taking my headphones off.
Hello.
You got it.
Hello. Who's on the air? Didn't we just have another call?
Okay. Hello. Mr. Monty, you're on the air. You have the floor.
Oh. Hello, Joe.
Great. So, Monty, who's going to win today, the Saints or the Rams?
I need football back. This is terrible trying to live a life.
Hey, not to do personal business on the side, but I approved your trade. And I'll leave it at that. Yes,
yeah,
I have final approval.
Hey, this...
I won on that trade, right?
Who'd you get?
I traded Roger Clemens for Hideki Matsui.
You've traded a retired player for one that's coming back.
Hey,
tomorrow.
This is Alec Baldwin. Can I trade my daughter for Angelina Jolie? I want to trade my daughter for Angelina. This is Alec.
We'll have to get Brad on the line. Do you want to trade for Brangelina?
No, ooh. just Angelina.
Tell me, not to bring up sports, but, I mean, I was kind of joking on that trade, and he approved it.
I'm not joking.
I win
for those
that
of you that,
trade,
all
right,
right, let's get people...
Time out. Are we actually talking about fantasy baseball
yeah.
trades on our show right now?
Chris,
that's
unfortunately,
we're
yes.
We're all in a fantasy baseball
yes.
league, and I got a message this morning. League manager, you must approve this trade or disapprove this trade. Roger Clemens for Hideki Matsui.
But
so I approved it.
This is not like I traded, you Josh Barnett for, you know, Robinson Cano, like a
exists.
Boring one. I think this is a pretty exciting one.
All right, wait.
I traded a retired player
Josh
for
Barnett.
Hideki Matsui.
All right, time out. Alex, do you play fantasy baseball?
Alec.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get a little confused with that. Alex.
No, I don't, but I'd like to trade my daughter for Madonna's new son.
Madonna's new son?
Which one?
Son.
Music is a rhythm.
I think
my favorite new Madonna.
I think he'd be more grateful. No.
I'm thinking about Rhythm as a Dancer. I'm sorry. I got confused.
Miami Sound Machine?
Rhythm is a dancer. Raise your mind and voices.
I do play fantasy games, though. Yes, Chris, I play a fantasy where I don't have a daughter.
You know what?
I can't believe we booked Alec Baldwin.
If you play that game, you're a winner.
Hey, Alec, what do you think about your brother having to play himself on an HBO series?
Oh yes,
he needed the money. He needed the money.
Alec Baldwin looks like Styles from TV.
It's weird.
I can't believe he called, and suddenly he's in the room.
But you know what, guys? I gotta go.
Oh, Alec, go. It's been really great talking.
I think my daughter's calling me.
No, she's not.
Straighten her out, would you?
Alec, we really appreciate you calling. What's your website? You want to call you?
www.DiamondDallasPageForPresident. Thank you.
Excellent, Alec. Wow, it's great that we got Alec Baldwin. Oh, Freddie, hey, you just got back from the bathroom, bro. You just missed what we just had.
What happened, guys?
We just had Alec Baldwin on the phone.
No way.
Unreal. Unreal. It's unbelievable.
Why did I miss it? Did he talk about his daughter?
Yeah, it was some messed up stuff. By the way, we also have your former bandmate, Monty, from the Monty Love Experience.
Monty, right. What's up?
I thought somebody, I hung up on him.
Somebody sent me a picture of Billy. Billy
you hung up on him?
Somebody
no,
sent me...
I'm still here.
Oh, I tried.
A picture of Billy Corgan earlier that apparently I look like him in this picture, so I'll share with the chat room, although I gotta go on record as saying I'm not happy about the comparison.
With the four people on the phone, it's like a game of double dutch for me. I'm like just waiting.
Trying to figure out where you could jump in.
We've blocked out all
Welcome
the callers.
Welcome to my world.
We're focused on you, Monty.
Awesome.
It's the best in Monty show.
So Monty, what do you got to say, other than fantasy baseball? What can we help you with? What can we do for you?
No, it's not to help. What happened last night?
What do you mean?
What happened?
Oh my lord! UFC. I have an insect on the wall of my room. Could someone kill that?
Absolutely not.
Okay. UFC 70, last night, UFC 70, a shocking, alarming, horrific thing in the entire world. Last night, by the way, could you grab the few beers that are left?
Crow Cop got
knocked. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Monty, I'm glad you called for this, because I don't know who, if any of us, watched UFC. You guys watch UFC 70 last night?
I heard about some leg incident, actually.
I had real life stuff going on that I won't talk about.
Nations Collide last night. Nations Collide. It was basically like an event that was meant to be like to showcase Miracle Krokop, show what a monster he is, show how dominating he is. Miracle Krokop, which by the way, his name is not Krokop. What is actually his last name? Do you know, Monty, off the top of your head?
Baldwin.
What's up?
I love when Monty just disappears.
Yeah,
I don't know his real
yeah.
name.
Yeah, for some reason, everyone treats Krokop as his last name because he was a Croatian policeman, so they call him Krokop. So somehow that has become his last name, which that's not his last name. It's like
he's a Croatian police officer.
He used to be. Yeah, he really used.
Oh, really?
To.
That's why he's Krokop.
Yeah, and I gotta be honest. It's not like,
no,
like he still
he
currently
still
is. Yeah.
He still is, and they mentioned it last night that in November he actually has served his duty and he gets to retire. But he's actually going to sign up again for it.
Wait a second. This guy, that's that big monster guy that was killing everybody with ease that got knocked out?
No. He was in Pride. He was a dude that killed just about everybody that he fought.
Did he recently make his debut at that?
His UFC debut
and
was
he
couple months ago.
He dispatched with the guy in like seconds, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's it. Well,
Miracle Krokop last night in an event that was meant to like showcase him, show what a tough guy he was, show what a monster he was, and really make magic happen. Miracle Krokop got killed last night. He got killed by, I honestly don't even remember his opponent's name.
Gabriel Gonzaga.
I knew he was a NCAA basketball team.
And, you know, here's the thing. You know, UFC does this a lot. They do a great job of putting fights together. It's very WWE-like. They take a new guy. They give him, like, two or three fights.
And against, you know, like, you know, nobody good, you know, let's put it in, like, wrestling terms. They'll bring a guy out like MVP, you know?
Hey, what's happening?
Wait, what?
They'll have a wrestle Stevie Richards, and then he'll beat, you know, Fit Finley, and then they're like, wow, this guy's ready for the title, and then make you believe that he's an actual contender, but he's not a real contender.
Here's the thing. Miracle Krokop is maybe one of the three or four best fighters on the planet as far as we've been convinced at this point. And it's not because of the UFC machine. It's because of everything that he's done in Pride. He gave faith.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Gonzaga.
Oh, okay.
About Krokop.
Okay.
Like, they put Krokop in it. They put Gonzaga in. They give him, like, two or three fights against, you know, really no-name guys. And you know what? Gonzaga's 3-0 in the UFC. Like, and then they show he's up his knockout. But they make it kind of look like he's a formidable contender. But he's not. He's just really, you know, he's a decent fighter. So, you know, and then they have, like, the UFC hype-up shows. And they're like, this is a really tough matchup for Mirko. But it's not. You know, it's just... But, you know, that shouldn't have happened last night. And I have a feeling a part of it... I mean, that was the first time Krokop was fought in a cage. That's the second time.
Second,
right?
Yeah.
But that was the first time he actually had been affected by the cage.
Dude, he got kicked in the side of his head and was not expecting a head kick to come from this big goof that he was fighting against. And he did, and he got knocked out. And that's fine. Look, you know what? Dudes get knocked out, and that's the things that happen, and it's not the end of the world. The thing is, he got up. He fell. What happened?
What?
Our phone is going right to voicemail right now for some reason.
Yeah.
Because Krokop was trying to call. Take that off. I heard that Miracle Krokop was calling from the other room.
Every time you say it, it sounds like you're saying Miracle.
Yeah, of 86. Wait, I think we might have a call coming in. Hold on.
Yeah, I wonder who it is.
Who could that possibly be? Hey, you're on Best in Show. Who's this calling in?
This is Miracle Krokop.
Oh, my Lord. Miracle Krokop. It's unbelievable. You know, it's odd because I got the instant message from you that you're trying to call in and going straight to voicemail. I find it unusual. But, hey, buddy, how you doing? I know you had a really rough night last night.
Yes, I did. I'll tell you, I trained my hardest, and Gonzaga just got to me. But I must say, this conversation... It's very boring. Very boring. I'm falling asleepsies.
Asleepsies. That's why you got knocked out.
I understand, Mirko. You know what it is? I'll tie this up. We'll tie this up pretty quickly. I just want to get a couple of things from you if we could.
Absolutely.
What is the condition of your knee right now? You fell last night really, really oddly on your leg, and you, like, it just looked messed up. Is your knee okay?
It's just a nick.
Oteen. Awesome. Mirko, it's really just a pleasure to have you on the air. Is there anything that you want to say to your fans, of your UFC fans, or your Best in Show fans that are here listening to you today?
This show is listening to this show is like getting a punch from Gonzaga.
Awesome.
The university? Now I get Chaz's chat room comments.
What, the NCAA comments? Awesome. Mirko, thank you so much for joining us today, buddy.
But one more thing I'd just like to say, Best in Show, Brian, you suck.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Mirko Krokop, everyone. Hey, Monty, how's it feel to actually be on the line and actually be able to talk to Mirko Krokop?
He called me boring.
Oh my god, it's uncomfortable. This is very it's a little uncomfortable. Oh my god, we have another call coming in. What's going on here? This is all of a sudden we've turned into a hotbed of activity. Oh, Freddy, you just got into the room. You just missed it. Miracle Krokop.
Best of show. Who's this?
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh my lord, it's the Yeehaw guy.
Everything's gone crazy.
Hold on. Time out for everything. We have a legend. We have an icon. We have a man of mystery who's been riding the highways and byways here and there, to and fro, throughout the years. It's the Yeehaw guy returning to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Yeehaw guy, how you doing, buddy?
Woo! Doing good, boys. How you doing?
Yeehaw guy, it's fantastic to hear you. It's unbelievable. I've got
you
to
know
be
what?
Honest.
I can I say something?
Please.
Yeehaw guy. allow me to say this, because I've been waiting to say this for a long time. Where are you right now?
Boys, I'm in Virginia right now. I'm down here in the byways on 95 through 29. I'm looking for this ton of a bitch who's shooting up people. I don't appreciate that, boys.
Actually, Yeehaw guy, I believe he's dead and he's been apprehended by the police. I don't mean to I don't mean to take your search
off.
Are
you just making sure that you know they're not incorrect on that?
Oh, what? They found that kid? Oh my god. My boys.
You have a load you were supposed to deliver that's probably rotten by now.
I was going to say, Yeehaw guy, it's amazing that you have the ability to have the internet to get to internet radio, but you haven't seen a newspaper yet.
He only listens to Best in Show reruns.
That's what it is.
I'm downloading my podcast, boys. That's what I'm doing. I bought this thing called a computer, and it's got me some GPS. It's got me some shows, some podcasts. It's blowing my mind away, boys.
Fantastic, Yeehaw guy! I've got to be honest. I'm literally in a state of shock right now. I was not expecting to hear from you. I love the fact that you've taken the time out of your. So what are you hauling today? Out of curiosity, I mean, I know you were looking for this gentleman who's already been taken care of, but what exactly are you hauling today down in Virginia?
I'm hauling little dolls, my boys. Little dolls. They got me shipping Barbie dolls. I find it beneath me, but I gotta do it.
A man's gotta get paid. A man's gotta get paid.
Hey, I heard you boys got Wolfman up there.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Styles from Teen Wolf is here, as well as the Teen Wolf himself. They've joined us in the studio today. In addition to Miracle Krokop, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, we had a lineup.
And Monty from the Monty Love Experience.
And Gollum was here, too.
Gollum was here.
I would love to talk to Alec Baldwin, because I am for that man right there. So you're his little girl that.
So you're a big fan of a guy that hates his child?
Big fan. Big fan.
Awesome. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
Boys, I gotta run. I'm getting pulled over.
Yeah! Oh, man. Smokey's got him on the line. Honestly. Yeehaw guy, I'm so happy to hear from you, buddy. Is he gone already?
Woo-hoo!
One more yeehaw for all our fans.
Yeah!
Fantastic. The yeehaw guy, everybody, fantastic. Monty, you have had a stellar phone call today. You've called in and been on with three, count them, one, two, three celebrities today. This is unreal.
Three and a half, that was a yeehaw guy, come on.
Oh, yeah, he is a celebrity easily, and a half, easily. That's true. Monty?
I'm so glad the Yeehaw guy called.
Monty?
He hung up.
Monty hung up.
No, he's not. He's still here. Hello, Joe.
Hello,
Joe. Yellow.
All right. I guess that's what happened. He's. I don't know what's happening here.
I'll tell you one thing. Since the Yeehaw guy brought up the Virginia thing again.
Bro. Time out. It's the Yeehaw guy.
Like I said, after the Yeehaw guy.
No. This you know what? This guy deserves to get treated with a little bit of reverence, a little bit of respect, a little bit of something.
That's right. Okay, so before the redneck called in, he said something about the Virginia shootings, and as soon as I heard about these Virginia shootings, all I thought of was Oprah's wheels were spinning. I was like, what is Oprah going to do?
Ironically, all I thought about...
Everybody gets a call! Everybody gets a call! Everybody gets a call!
All the 30 people that died got a car. They don't need
on
it.
The phone to Chris last night, I thought about were your wheels spinning.
Oh, really?
And I said, how many Virginia Tech jokes is Freddie going to have tomorrow?
Yeah, big shout out to the Virginia Tech people.
Oh, that one wasn't that good.
Awesome. The phone is going off the hook today. Hey, you're on Best in Show. Who's this?
Hello, Joe. It's Monty.
What happened? You're on two lines right now. What happened?
Well, listen, I bombed on the first phone call, so I'm coming back. It's going to be funny and silly this time.
Whackalicious.
Virginia Tech, more like Virginia Tech.
Bop!
Hello! That's all I got, the one joke.
It was terrific. It was terrific. It killed.
You should take that on the road and stay there.
Oh, jeez. See, you just almost hurt the guy's feelings. Monty?
Hello?
I'm sorry, man. I'm really, I feel bad about this whole thing.
We got more jokes. How come the Virginia Tech killer killed all those people?
Oh, Jesus.
Because he chose to.
Because his last name's Cho, right?
Yes.
That reminds me of one I heard. Why didn't he do it last year? He tried to, but he choked.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought it was because the year of the dragon was last year. And this year's the year of the rat.
He's Korean.
Oh. You're the dog.
I did. I heard why he did it also, because he was a major in an engineering major, and he didn't want to have a Korean engineering.
Oh, Korean. Wow. Come on, work with me, people. I'm here all week.
Tough crowd.
Come on,
tough
crowd. I'm making these up right now.
Tough crowd, kids. Tough crowd. Maybe next time.
Awesome. Awesome. We're all waiting with bated breath for the next one.
I'm thinking. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, great.
All right,
thanks.
Hold on. Freddie.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you in a band with this dude?
I have no idea. Listen, I just had to laugh at his jokes. I just had to...
Good one. Gotcha.
I gotcha. Yeah, you always have to say, I gotcha. Oh, I hear that.
Did you guys know that a guy tried to... God tried to rob a bank this week in Fort Worth, Texas?
What?
Did he succeed?
Did he exist?
God...
He definitely existed, Brian.
God the bounty hunter?
No, that's God. The God. He went into a bank in Fort Worth, Texas on April 17th at 2 p.m., and he handed a note demanding money, and when they basically denied him, he said, I am God. Don't you know me? And the
right there on your money.
And the officer, they had like a police officer stationed in the bank, and the funniest thing is he told the guy just to move along, and the guy just drove to another bank. And he instructed to tell her, don't call police, no one can see me because I'm God, it won't matter.
No one can see
more me. More people would have lived if they shot him in their Chinese.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Shocking.
It's a Monte call on Best in Show.
I thought I was going to bomb this week.
Was that joke a little bit hokey?
Oh, jeez. Hokies.
That's the team's name.
Yeah.
This is our worst show ever.
Oh, I don't think it's the worst show ever.
I quit.
No, Monty, nothing to do with you, but this is just our worst show
you
ever.
You guys had a lot of celebrity calls, though.
Well, that's true, but I forced a break in the middle because it was lagging and terrible.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I think that was totally unnecessary.
It was lagging.
It was unnecessary.
For the record, if we'll call it out on the air.
Hold on a second. Monty, I think you need to sit back for a second. I think the gloves just came right off. Hold on. What do we got?
You looked at me after I gave you a look of horror, and you looked at me and said, horrible. And I said, I think we need to break.
I definitely didn't say the word horrible.
I thought he was talking about your makeup job, Keith.
I definitely didn't say the word horrible.
I am so good at applying eyeliner, it's not even funny that he can never, ever be talking about my makeup job.
Horrible? I don't think he ever said
the
word horrible.
You mouthed the words horrible because we were getting those uncomfortable
He's
silences.
He's probably just talking about me.
Like nothing.
What I actually was trying to mouth, I was mouthing, so I didn't say it. I said, call me later, this is a great show. That was actually what I was trying to mouth, and you misread my lips.
I came in with nothing today.
That this call was terrible.
No, you were great.
Way before you called, we're talking about.
Yeah, no, you were terrific today. Honestly, your call got Alec Baldwin, Mirko Krokop, and the Yeehaw guy to call to interact with you. There's nothing wrong with that.
I will tell you this
because I'm a friend of the show. Any of the jokes that I use tonight, feel free to use them at your job tomorrow.
Awesome.
Hey guys, remember that storm we had last weekend? I was so disappointed. I woke up the next day. There were no nor'easter eggs.
Oh, Jesus.
What can we do to make this better next week?
No, we won't do anything to make it better.
Don't take Monty's call.
No, it's not his fault. I'm enjoying Monty's call.
How about we prepare, maybe have some topics, a couple bits.
Nope.
You mean like pretend we do a show?
Maybe I could fix something.
Wait, what's up, Monty?
I'm like a joke machine. You give me a joke, I get it in my head, boom, joke.
I'm like a joke. You get it in my head. I'm like a machine. I'm a big fan. I'm a tremendous, huge fan. Monty.
And I'm, listen, I got to apologize. I called before. I was all serious talking about UFC. Like, and then I got all, it got boring. Sometimes I get real serious when I get excited about things.
Don't even worry about anything. This whole show became boring hours ago. Don't even
like 11:03 or something.
Mm, no, like, we had 10:50.
I can't believe the after show meeting's happening early today.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
The show was good up until gravy came in. Oh, what time was that?
10:30. These things happen.
My bad.
Monty, anything else you want to say? Because you know what? We're going to end this horror show. We're going to abort this show right now.
Oh, that's what the Virginia Tech killer said. Oh!
A-bop. That's our buddy Monty joining us here. I want to say thank you to
everyone's favorite misogynist comic, the Virginia Tech killer.
Obviously.
No, Monty.
Some reason. There's my computer. There, everything's working. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week here on Best in Show Radio. Thanks to Freddie. Thanks to Alec Baldwin. Thanks to Miracle Krokop. Thanks to all of you for joining the show. We're Best in Show. We'll be here next week. Joe Sens is a legend, and I love you to death.
There once was a time we all stood side by side, believing in ourselves. Every time we fell down, we stood right back up again, walking into a war. We've seen the face of death, laughing at his threats, swearing we'd survive. I'll tell you one thing, I'm not a coward, giving up so easily, and I'm fighting till the death, and I'm fighting till the death of me, and I'm fighting till the death. When you follow tradition, all you're really doing is digging your own grave. Well, I don't believe in law, and I don't believe in systems, and I'm sure not a slave. Well, I don't need a woman, and I don't need a friend. All I need is faith and a dream. Well, I'll tell you one thing, I'm not a coward. And I'm fighting till the death, and I'm fighting till the death of me, and I'm fighting till the death, and I'm fighting.
that's taught me modesty. I'm stronger than I look, and I'm smarter than you think, and I've suffered more than you know. I've been stabbed in the back by everyone I love, and it's only made me stronger. I'll tell you one thing, I'm not a coward. Giving up so easily, and I'm fighting till the death, and I'm fighting till the death of me.
Who is this, Depeche Mode?
No, actually, it's the Talking Heads.
Ironically, on one of our 30 worst shows ever.
You think it was bad?
But.
Dude, those phone calls at the end were great.
It's an ironic anti-Earth Day message from David Byrne. Here we stand. It's David Byrne complaining that, you know, the malls have been stripped down to gardens.
Nature has, like, overgrown.
Nature's taking over.
Nature is so gross.
I feel like we should be playing the MTV Irony commercial before. Isn't it ironic? So beautiful and strong. Welcome, everybody, to the Best of Show After Show. Here on Earth Day.
Wait a minute. You guys have an after show and a contact page and a message board in the chat room?
It's unreal.
Holy but Jesus.
So, Keith, who's really going to win the division? Who's really winning the division?
That sucks. Yankees out of it by June.
Sox.
Sox win!
I want to talk about the show this week. No?
No. I'm saying kill the music. If we're really going to do this, we're going to do this like gentlemen. And
no, not yet. It can go a little bit.
What?
Sorry, I'm singing.
Keith got something to get off his chest, I think.
Do what you gotta do.
It's the best closing line, I think. It's my favorite end lyric.
I love, he didn't say it yet, but he says, this was a factory, now it's all covered in daisies. I wish the video...
I wish I had a lawnmower.
Yeah. I wish the video wasn't all, like, pro-environmental stuff. Like, I understand he's being sarcastic, I'm not stupid, but, like, you know, it's just like...
I've never
seen
the video.
They felt the need to drive the... It's a terrible video. It's, like, pictures of all of them, like... As opposed to the Wild Wild Life video, where they were all dressed up in costumes.
Is it true they were all architect majors and they really didn't know how to play instruments and they just got together and played?
Absolutely.
They really know how to build a song.
Building for songs and food. Isn't that the name of one of their albums?
Yep, more songs about buildings and food.
I thought it was called Building for Freddy's Comet. Alright, let's get it going. Let's shoot from the hip.
How's your hip?
What? What happened?
That's what you wanted to play.
No.
Why did our show suck this week?
You think our show sucked?
I don't.
I think our show...
Stop the music. Come on, it's making me crazy.
I think our show was incredible. No, I think our show was great. Easygoing, fun to listen to, probably, seemed to be from the reaction in the chat room, for 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden we just stopped talking.
You really want to talk about this? There was no structure. We didn't have Vanessa, we didn't have any plans, and we just like kicked it, laid back, and rolled with it.
I was mellow, Fred.
Sorry.
It was fun as hell.
Yeah.
You know?
So?
But I was conscious of the fact that fun to somebody that has never heard us before... isn't going to be listenable. Like, I can hear dudes having fun on the train, you know, like talking about that girl in homeroom, but it's not necessarily going to be entertaining to me. Well, that would be entertaining to me, so that's a bad example.
Hey, Joe, let's have some fun.
See, that would be sexy to me.
Here's what it comes down to. At the end of every show, I have a feeling of, what's the word I'm looking for? Disdain and uncomfortability, and I'm convinced that...
Can I chime in? I know why you guys think that. You do the show one day a week, 2 hours a day, and if you don't think those 2 hours are filled with the most awesomest things, that you guys are going to get bummed. That's why I think you guys need to do the show more than one day. Because
most awesomest.
Most awesomest. I'm sorry.
But we need to be awesomerist, I think.
I think that's what it is. It's one day a week.
I think it's more likely we can increase... But even then, like, if we were scheduled to be on the air till 2 o'clock today, it would have been an effing disaster.
No.
Really? No way.
No, then we would have talked about the fact that Freddie peed in my kitchen last week. It would have been terrific.
Can you save that for next week?
Or Harvey Fierstein would call, or, you know.
I've got to be honest, I was big fan.
I was into the Alec Baldwin call.
I was big into, only Alec? You didn't like Miracle Krokop?
Oh, no, I just forgot about that.
Thanks. Look, you don't even know what the show was. You forgot about the whole show already, and you're complaining about it. How can you complain
Wait,
about it?
Is this a brown
watch? How could you complain about something you forgot already?
Wait, you're Jackie, you're Robin.
Here's what it comes down to.
I don't know.
I don't think this week's show was horrible, but here's the thing. At the end of every show, I feel like we sucked.
I called a break that you feel was unnecessary.
Right. I think breaks are stupid. I think they're pointless. Because you know what? The big regrouping we did during that, we sat in silence. None of us planned anything out. We interrupted for 2 minutes.
Well, I guess me saying we need to take a break and leaving the room until the break was over probably wasn't the best way idea. To go about things.
Not very professional.
My head, when I said we need a break... My intention was to take off the headphones and say, all right, listen.
And go back to your house. And leave. It was going to say what? You stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we weren't on fire. I don't care what anybody says. We weren't on fire. I don't think there's... Again, I am the guy who...
Why did you look at me and say the show was horrible?
I never said that.
When are you ever on fire?
You looked at me. You looked at me,
dude,
and
I'm
said,
on fire. I'm on fire. You ever hear me? I'm ripping joke one after another. Bang, bang, bang. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
You guys gotta stop me. You took your hand and you said
ATW.
Horrible.
No.
I think I
trust me.
Oh, I might have said something.
I love you. I have no reason to lie.
I may have said something bad. I definitely would not have used the word horrible.
I used the word horrible. See, no. This is why I wish life was DVR'd, so I could just find it and show him.
If I recall, his concern was that he didn't have topics to this, so he was a little kind of like, what's
I'm not
next?
Concerned.
Like, he didn't have, you know.
I had no topics, as usual, but that's a whole other issue, and we'll address that
Whoa, why is that off the air?
Hey, I brought up Alex dishing out
I brought up the laser pointer guy. I brought up the laser pointer guy.
It was great. So honestly,
I hope I was better this week than last week. I know I really got some flack last week. You guys really messed with my head.
Time out. Let's time out.
That will save for off the air.
Let's time out.
Off the air? How can you save that for off the air? That's great.
What about it? Someone's on the phone?
I don't know.
Hello?
I would love an after show caller.
Hello? Who's this?
Best in show caller? Show are you on the air?
Which, by the way, we're still in the TPX chat room, and everyone is hearing all of this in the TPX chat room. I love that. Here's the thing.
Are you on the air? Best in show?
I guess not.
No,
I just
we're not. We signed off. No. Let's shoot from the hip.
I thought Hot Chico was calling.
Hot Chico, come on. Here's what it comes down to, man. I don't think that today was one of our best shows by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't think it was one of our worst either.
We've never walked out of a show and you've been like, that was great!
No.
That was awesome.
Well, no. We actually have.
I see what he's saying
because I've been more than you.
But Brian, do we really need to worry, Brian? Me and you are just, you know, let these guys just sort it out themselves.
Yeah, you will be the first two to get fired.
Time out.
Listen, if I get fired, I don't think I would realize it. I'm sleeping here.
Here's what it comes down to.
Freddie was fired from the show.
I'm here anyway. Totally.
We've definitely walked out of the show feeling like, yeah, we've done it today. Today was a big one. We did it good. Well before you guys were here. It was back when we were good. No, I'm being a jerk. Here's the thing. At the end of the show, I always think the show sucks.
That's what I'm trying to communicate to you.
No, I'm fully aware of what you're doing, buddy.
Don't think the show sucks, you're not going to get any better.
So wait, let me go around the room. What did you think of today's show? Shoot from the hip, be honest.
You know what? I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Brian.
A B+.
Okay.
Grades? We're giving it grades? Okay.
Giving grades. B+.
That's like an 88. That's not bad. Go ahead.
I liked it because it was loose and laid back. Everything that is traditionally, quote, good about, you know, Best in Show was kind of like rolling from the hip and just kind of working. We didn't have any structure or schedule. Things were just flying by. That would be my criticism.
So
that
are you
said,
saying
it was good.
For a show that had no structure, it was good?
It wasn't best in show. It was good in show.
Better on average in
yeah,
show?
Good in show.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
What did you think of today's show?
I was brilliant. I was a comedic genius.
Besides the obvious.
I thought Alec back here was brilliant.
We actually understand you're leaving to be Ron and Fez and Chris next week, but aside from that,
God,
what did you think?
I should be so lucky.
Just Ron and Chris.
And Chris going, hey.
Honestly, that's all I care about.
Chris with his girlfriend from
Canada. Oh, I mean Chris.
Seriously speaking, today's show was good. Average. A solid C student.
You didn't panic during it like I did.
Listen, last week...
Maybe I overreacted.
Can I be honest with you?
Because
last week
you
thought the show bombed and you gave it a B+, and you think last week's show...
No, last week's show was great.
Really? Then what was the deal with you guys yelling at me after the show?
We just wanted to yell at you.
Can I say it?
We're gonna cross the line. Let's do it. It's all for the podcast.
Last week's after meeting was more about letting you know how we feel about the future and less to do with
about
anything.
You personally.
It was more about your looks, honestly.
I have styles.
No, seriously though. It was less about anything you said, I desperately tried to reiterate this
I disagree.
Point over and over. All right, okay. The one thing he said that was uncomfortable was the Jackie Robinson joke.
One? One?
I don't think he said anything else.
All right, here's the thing. Here's
that was
right.
a good joke.
I'm talking about during the show.
That was
right.
a classic.
I'm not talking about right. after the show.
All right, time out. We're all over the place here.
This is the after show.
This is free and loose and crazy. Here's what it comes down to. We
Are we broadcasting into the chat room right now?
Yes, we are. You want us not to?
No, I don't care. Whatever.
No, we'll end it right here.
No, I don't care.
I can't smoke pot.
Chica Mommy, we'll miss out on the whole thing.
Why did you think we were talking into the microphones? Just for us?
Because we all have headphones on.
Let me explain something to you. If we stopped talking and kept our headphones on, I would talk into the mic. If I had a microphone at home like this, I would talk, baby, can you clean the cat litter?
When you talk to people in regular life, like you hold up like a microphone, like a pretend microphone, like Bob Barker. It's like, hello.
You carry around a little sock.
And then you put it into their face. You put it into their face when they say hello. And then
at my job. How much would you like to pay today?
It's like, why do you have your fist in my face, sir? That's your microphone. I can't hear you.
I want the audience to hear you.
Look at Chris. He's so bummed out. It's like when Chris doesn't talk, he's so bummed.
No, certainly not. Okay. Certainly
ahead,
not.
Go ahead.
Go along with your whatever.
I'm not saying anything.
This is what I was saying.
I'm
last
sitting
week's
back
show,
relaxing.
Last week's show, in my opinion, you made me uncomfortable when you did the Jackie Robinson joke. It's not an offensive joke. Maybe people are hypersensitive, and that's why, you know.
Well, it's also the whole Imus thing was out that week, you know.
Like,
you thought today's show was worse than the last show.
I didn't think today's show. I thought today's show was bad because there were way too many times when we stopped talking. We relied on jokes relating to personal people that we know, and like I always try to view it from the person like Mr. Chaos Theory Rad, who comes into the room and wants to hear what we're all about, and you know, like, you know what? He may not give an F about friend A that we discussed.
The Haunted Cafe?
The Haunted Cafe.
Oh, that was a one-liner joke.
I thought it was good. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah.
Respect the official timeout.
I gave you a high five for it. I thought it was a good joke.
It was an incredible joke.
No, maybe not incredible. Don't be crazy. It was good.
If it was in your kitchen, it would have jumped three notches.
It would have floored me.
Did we talk about a topic for more than 10 minutes that just had related to a specific persons that people want to know about? I thought it was, you know.
See, I want people.
You guys had good callers today, man.
I want people to listen to our show and not say. See, here's my big problem with internet radio. When I turn on internet radio, the majority of the time I hear a bunch of dudes having fun, having drinks. You know what? It's cool to hear them have fun and all, but like they're talking about stuff I can't relate to because like they're talking about that girl that used to go to their shows in Pennsylvania.
But everyone has a girl that went to the shows. I mean, it's a universal. Everyone has a girl that went to a show.
And if you address it in the proper way, so listeners, there was this girl. But when we just like when
talk about a specific,
I swear to God, I am easily the most critical person of this show. And I did not get that today. I did not get that today at all. I think that at the worst today, we didn't come in topically prepared. And we were quiet a couple of times because of that, saying, hey, where are we going now?
And my topics that I thought would save us were lame and stupid.
But
the dude said, I'm God, and he tried to rob a bank.
No, it's great.
Barack Obama is catering to black voters.
I'm so Obama.
Well, that would have been good, but it came in at the end of the show. Like, by the time that came in, I think we could have talked about that for a little while, but it was like we had 3 minutes to go.
It was all fine. I honestly think we spent nearly enough time on the fact that I was on Fox 5 News this week, but that's another whole story. Here's the thing. Seriously speaking, I don't think that today was a horrible show.
It wasn't horrible.
Wait, come on. Let me just go.
Vamp.
The whole concept of just like, oh, we're being too personal. Like, I don't think we did that today. I don't think we did that today at all. What do you think? Where do you think we did
it? I'm not talking about only today. I'm talking about the show in general.
You want me to smash the microphone? Is that what you're looking for?
I want to hear what Brian has to say.
I feel that in this room.
Hold on.
Hold
on. Filibusters.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Brian's going to badmouth me now.
All right,
let's go.
Wake me up in 20 minutes when he's done with his point.
What did Freddie Guns do wrong?
What you're saying is it can get a little too local in here, and I feel that the most because, I mean, I'm just not from that. The references that you guys don't make, I'm that guy in the room going like, what?
Here's the difference.
What? That didn't happen today.
If the local aspect is us saying, there's this place, and this is what it's all about in this area that's near to us, that's fine. People will get what they need. They'll relate. If we say, haha, it's like that girl that worked at Goodfellas.
Yeah, well,
a place
I mean,
I've never been into.
Today he brought, what was that band? The Eves,
Eve's Plum.
Eve's Plum. He explained it.
Wait. I brought up Eve's Plum, a band that was in a major motion picture.
I'm not talking about that, though. He's saying that's a positive. He's saying that that's...
Posicore?
No, boy.
Listen, guys, you live on Staten Island. You're going to talk about it.
I don't.
It's going to...
Brooklyn.
It's real life. Do you know what I mean? You guys don't like to censor yourself, so you talk about whatever comes to mind.
You guys
are very unprofessional. You have no, like, sort of skills.
Talent.
Or training.
Thanks, pal.
Or anything, like, pre-done. So it's all off the cuff. It's kind of like an improv show.
But here's the thing, what I don't understand. I don't see where this whole local vibe that screwed up the show came in today. I don't see it.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I was naming random things that bothered me about the show. The thing that bothered me about today's show was the fact that at least six times we would just be like, this is what would happen. Nobody say anything.
Yeah, that did happen a couple times. I agree.
You said something.
But that's just the lack of planning. That's all that was.
Can it be addressed by bringing up
me and Brian
topics?
Don't know when to come in. And, you know, if Chris doesn't talk, I mean... See? Exactly. What just happened there. Chris?
Maybe we should all take our clothes off. Maybe that'll make
Hello, Chris?
I'm sorry.
Hello, Chris?
I didn't think that was going to bring about a result.
Where's Chris?
I know. It's focused. It's focused perfectly on
Mine is on a leg. I'm
Chris?
Sorry.
Hello, Chris?
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. Exclusively on TPXRadio.com. I don't,
Why am I wearing it?
No, you don't need to wear them. We're not playing sound effects. Oh, Jesus. You're playing sound effects and I gotta put headphones on.
My main goal right now is that this last 8.5 days.
Our chat room has turned into like a little bit of a bitch fest. By the way,
there's, what do you mean?
There's like three or four people just fighting with each other.
About what?
Stupid stuff, calling each other names. Basically,
who are they? People we know?
I don't believe so. Actually,
that's okay. They can fight then.
This music will calm me down. I'll
enjoy
feel
yourselves. I don't think today's show sucked.
I don't think it sucked. I just think there were too many lags, and that's what bothered me.
Okay. So unlag them. That's it. Ain't the first time. Won't be the last time. F it.
We're just ill-prepared this week.
Not me. I'm totally unprepared.
Yeah. But, I mean, none of us were. We all just winged it. And I think we delivered.
And we're semi-professional, and we pulled it off. So, F it.
Yeah.
Throw my I just don't even understand. Like we're.
I went to the bathroom. It just got very uncomfortable here when I came back. What did Chris? Did Chris say something? Did Keith have like a fat joke about Chris or something? What happened?
No,
I weigh 210 pounds. What fat joke am I making?
Well, Chris weighs 260.
On my best day. I just don't understand. You know what, Damon? F you. I don't care what I have to say. Shut this crap. We're best in a show. We do an effing show every week. We're going to do the best we can. And sometimes it's going to suck and sometimes it's going to be good. And I don't feel like hearing garbage about, like, ooh, here's what you didn't do right. I don't effing care anymore. Go on and get beer.
Now it's
peace.
Over?
No, you guys can go for like a half hour. I'm going to go out.
Hey, if you still don't hate me, can you bring in some Crystal Light for me?
I'm not coming back into this room. Going into the kitchen, drinking vodka at an alarming rate.
Thank you, guys. Next week, the Brian and Fred Show. Check it out.
That was Best in Show Radio.
Best in Brian and Fred.
Worst in Show.